You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
One last time from Prince George's Stadium this week as the Bowie Bay Sox look to end a homestand on a high note. Already series winners trying to make it 5-6 this week against the Portland Sea Dogs. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Andre McGarry here with you. Downey down to first pitch one more time this week between Bowie and Portland, just inside of 20 minutes to go before we get set from Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie. As mentioned, the Bay Sox clinched the series last night, a 9-4 win for Bowie. Felt good for the Bay Sox as well to have a little pad later on in that one. As the Bay Sox scored first, bucking that recent trend of falling behind early in games, still fell behind in the middle innings, but were able to battle back. And plenty of highlights to talk about as Cedric Mullins began his MLB rehab assignment down here with Bowie, where robbed a home run, also picked up a hit in the early stages of that one. Tyler Wells had his first outing for the Bay Sox and looked sharp through 3 1/3. And the real storyline, too, is Jackson Holliday. 4 hits, including his second double-A home run, really helped lead the attack for Bowie. Jacob Teeter also collected his first double-A home run and a pair of RBIs as well for Teeter. As a total team effort for the Bay Sox, saw them take the lead in the fifth on an RBI double for Anthony Servideo. Pull away late as Carlos Tavera picked up the win through 3 innings out of the bullpen. It was really a total team effort for the Bay Sox, and the team continuing to play better baseball as of late that has them, don't look now, within one game of a postseason spot here in the Southwest Division as we get towards the halfway point of half number two. So let's set the scene for this one and first take a look at how this series this week has affected the standings. First for Bowie, as mentioned, within a game of first place in the Southwest Division, but only problem is Southwest has become a logjam here in the second half. As you currently look at it, Richmond still leads the way. The Flying Squirrels 18-14 in the second half. Just a half game behind them is the first half champions Erie in second place at 17-14. Then Bowie is tied for third with the Akron Rubber Ducks. Both teams are 17-15, 1 game back. You don't got to look too far further to see the last two teams. As Altoona, 14-15, is 2.5 back. And Harrisburg, bringing it out in sixth place, 15-17. But they're only 3 games out of the division. You can play yourself into a race and play yourself out of a race within 1 week. And that's why I think it's important for Bowie to bounce back with this series win after dropping 5-6 on the road in Somerset last week. Speaking of the Patriots, they hold down the top spot in the Northeast Division. Portland is 1.5 games behind them at 17-15. But things are starting to get dicey for the Sea Dogs. We talked about it this week. Portland just needs to finish in one of those top two spots in the Northeast Division to find themselves in the postseason. There's a couple of teams very tight with them, as Binghamton and Reading have both been red hot as of late. The Rumble Ponies have won 3 straight. Reading's won 5 straight. Both sides are 16-15, and within half a game of Portland, just 2 back of first place in the division. So things are starting to get a little dicey for the Sea Dogs. Hartford is 5.5 back at 12-18. New Hampshire, 9-20. They're 8 back. As it stands right now in the Northeast Division. Taking a look at the forecast for this one. A very seasonal day, little bit of humidity here at the ballpark. Temperatures currently sitting in the mid-80s as it stands right now, around a 15% chance for precipitation. Winds, though, blowing out towards center field at around 10 miles per hour. So we've seen a couple of windy days. We saw a rainy day mixed in there as well. Rain looks like it's going to hold off until the evening hours as it stands right now, but with mostly cloudy skies overhead, a few pockets of blue chiming in between the treetops overhead here beyond center field wall in the ballpark, and we'll see how the wind plays into today's contest. Bring you starting lineups in the pitching matchup. First for the visiting Sea Dogs is Corey Rozier, the left-handed hitting right fielder, continues to bat leadoff. Matthew Lugo is going to DH and slide up into the two-hole. Boston, two of their top prospects on this Portland roster, both not playing today as Marcelo Meyer hit the injured list in this series and Nick York gets the day off here this afternoon. Chase Mydroth, the second baseman, will continue to bat third. Nathan Hickey comes back into the fray. The catcher bats from the left side and hits cleanup. Blaze Jordan, already with 3 home runs in this series, bats on the right side and plays third base, hitting fifth. Phillip Sykes, the right-handed hitting center fielder, bats sixth. Bottom third of 2 lefties and a switch hitter. Tyler Dearden, already with 5 hits and 5 RBIs this week, has been a bit of a thorn in the side of the Bay Sox. Tyler Esplin at first base will bat eighth. And another Tyler, the switch hitter, Tyler McDonough, plays shortstop, rounds things out at ninth. Ryan Long gets the ball for the Bay Sox here this afternoon. Long is 2-1 with a 6.89 ERA so far in Double-A. But as we highlighted in our social media pregame preview, you can see on our various social media channels, at Bowie Bay Sox, Long has been efficient in terms of his starts. He started against Somerset. Was roughed up a little bit early, as was in his start against Harrisburg, but he's given length in those starts and has been able to go that distance after early damage. So if Long can really settle into those first couple of innings, he's found a way to pitch better second, third time through the lineup and really settle into his starts. So you're looking for a strong start for him against this Portland lineup here this afternoon. Give you the starting lineup for the Bay Sox and see how they line up 1-9 as Cedric Mullins continues his Major League rehab assignment. He'll DH today, so getting a day off from the field. He's the first of three straight lefties, and there's only three true right-handers in the Bowie lineup here this afternoon as Jackson Holliday will continue to play shortstop and bat second. 5-9 this week, Holliday making his return off the injured list. Dylan Beavers has had a sensational start to the AA level. Four games for Beavers, he's still hitting .500. He'll play in center field and bat third. Billy Cook in the cleanup spot has four home runs this week. Cook from the right side plays second base. John Rhodes comes back into the lineup as Judd Fabian gets a day off. Rhodes will play right field, hitting from the right side, batting fifth. Then the left-handed inning, Dante Williams in left field hits sixth. The bottom third of a righty and two lefties. Silas Ardoin, the right-hander, catches. Anthony Servideo gets a first professional start over at third base before Jacob Teeter, who's having a nice series. Teeter hitting close to .500 this week, got his first AA home run last night. He bats ninth and plays first. Isaac Coffey will start second time this week against the Bay Sox. Coffey, a right-hander on the season so far, has had pretty good numbers, but we got to him and got him out of the game early on Tuesday. Coffey's 4-1 with a 3.29 ERA. That first career AA loss came on Tuesday, where he was very limited in his start because the Bay Sox really just ran up that pitch count for the right-hander. As Coffey, in that outing against Bowie, only went four innings. He allowed just three hits and two walks, but two earned runs, including a home run to Billy Cook. He struck out six, and we'll see how Bowie can do against the right-hander here this week. Well, as mentioned, stellar start for Dylan Beavers at the AA level. He's our guest as we sat down with him yesterday to talk about his hot start and his quick ascension up the Orioles system. We'll replay that conversation when we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame and getting you set for Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame as we get set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball. We're joined by one of the newer additions to the Bay Sox roster, outfielder Dylan Beavers, top 10 Orioles prospect joining Bowie up here this week. Dylan, how are you feeling getting acclimated here?
Good. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, exciting, higher level of baseball, so I'm enjoying it.
They didn't give you too much time to get settled in here, though. We were just talking about it here before we started. The night game in Aberdeen on Tuesday, and then you turn around, you're batting leadoff in a 12:05 first pitch here in Bowie the next day. Have you felt like you've been able to settle in, though, here in the first couple of days in Bowie?
Yeah, it was honestly kind of nice to be able to play a game, you know, on Tuesday in Aberdeen and just kind of roll over here. It kind of made the transition easier. It was just like waking up and playing another game as opposed to having an off day and, you know, think about everything going on. It kind of just jumped right into it.
Well, you mentioned the distance between them two is not too, too far. So thankfully, in that sense, you're doing all right there. But obviously a great month of July for you as well, and in tunes and coming up here. A big thing with you in your quick ascension up the system has been the swing. A lot of people have talked about it after you were drafted out of Cal just last year, just after the first round, that competitive balance round. How have you seen yourself making the biggest adjustments to that here, and what's led to your quick ascension through the farm system?
Yeah, I think in the off season I really kind of honed in on mechanical stuff, and I think kind of part of my struggles early in this year is I didn't kind of move on from that, you know, and just trust my body. And then probably about June, somewhere around June, I just kind of simplified and got in the box and competed, tried to be on time with fastballs, and that's kind of when I let my body work, and all the adjustments and work I put in the offseason kind of translated to game.
What kind of those mechanical things are you looking to change that you had to change in the offseason and come back around, like you mentioned?
It was mainly just my kind of engaging my core and my lower half more into my swing, and not letting my hips drift towards the plate. I was kind of cutting myself off, which was taking away some of my consistency, like getting the ball in the barrel more consistently now. But I've cleaned that stuff up. But, yeah.
As we're joined here by Dylan Beavers on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Dylan, it's probably been quite a journey for you here, because you've come up from Aberdeen with a lot of those guys that you got to spend time with in the first half, Jackson Judd, the likes, and a few guys on pitching staff as well. What has it been like getting to experience this season with them up through the various levels now?
It's been a lot of fun. It's nice coming up here and seeing familiar faces, even guys who didn't start in Aberdeen I got to know pretty well in spring training, so makes the adjustment a little more comfortable, you know, coming into a clubhouse where you kind of know the chemistry and everything going on.
Who are a couple of those guys you got to meet in spring training you've been seeing back around here now?
Just a lot of the pitchers, like Birch, X, even some of the guys that I played in Aberdeen with last year in the playoffs, I got to know them, like Dante and Rhodes I've known for a while, so a lot of those guys have been pretty easy to.
Dylan, I want to pivot real quick and just talk about, as you've gotten settled in here, it's been a quick whirlwind for you since you've been drafted last year, but a long way from home, obviously, where you grew up in California. So what has it been like making that adjustment here to being in this part of the country and trying to make a new home for yourself in this area?
Yeah, it was definitely different at first. I'd only come over to the East Coast a few times, all for baseball pretty much. So it was different. I kind of had a taste of it in college and high school and whatnot, but yeah, I think I'm kind of now just adjusted and used to the differences, really, from the West Coast. But main difference, the humidity is kind of the difference playing in this kind of weather.
It's been quite a humid summer, hasn't it? It's died down a little bit the last few weeks, but today's been another hot one, and certainly the last couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, it's been warm.
You got a favorite site since you've been over on this side of the country?
Favorite
site, favorite activity, just from being over here?
Not really yet. I haven't explored a lot. I just fish, really, is kind of what I do. Off days and spare time. But I like fishing in Florida a lot.
All right. As we're joined here by Dylan Beavers on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, I want to give you one more hard pivot here. In Cal, you were originally recruited as a two-way player, and that's obviously something that has taken a lot of shine here in the baseball world in the last couple of days. So what was that like coming through? Did you kind of know that, you know, obviously with the pandemic and everything, that hurts development-wise, did you kind of know that you were going to eventually wind up as an outfielder? What was it like kind of getting looks from schools in different aspects and things like that?
Yeah, I had always wanted to play outfield. I knew I had a few tools, so I thought that my long-term future in baseball was as a position player, just because a lot of guys could throw 90 miles an hour, you know, off the mound. Now everybody does. So I knew I didn't really have the opportunity to stand out as a pitcher. So I'd always wanted to go in the direction of being an outfielder. But I wasn't sure if it was going to work out. You know, it was kind of up in the air because I was 50-50. Short-term college coaches want you to throw, you know. They want your short-term value is what matters to them, their job security and everything. So luckily I found a home at Cal, and they gave me the opportunity.
I'll say it's probably worked out the best for you, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As we wrap up here with Dylan Beavers on the DC Imaging System pregame, you ever miss getting on the mound? You ever see that and want to get back out there?
Not really. No, I enjoy hitting. So
that's fair. So as we wrap up with you here, what's one more thing that maybe some of the Bay Sox fans don't know about you that you'd like them to know, a person off the field maybe? I know you mentioned fishing. I didn't know if there was anything else that might stick out.
I'd say, hobby-wise, I'm into shoes. I collect a lot of sneakers. Well, I wear them. I don't really collect them, but yeah, I spent a fair amount of money in the sneaker world.
Favorite pair?
I just got Travis Scott ones, Lowe's, the Mochas, so I like those. I have the Off-White Air Force and then Off-White Nike Blazers, so those are probably my three top pairs.
Popular choices, right? There's a Nordstrom actually not too far away from here in D.C. that I know has a huge collection, so maybe that's something you'll have to check out here as you get situated.
I bought a pair of Burberrys from there once.
All right, awesome.
Down there.
Oh, Dylan, we thank you for taking the time, and we appreciate you here joining us after your hot start here in Bowie, and congratulations, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Bay Sox outfielder Dylan Beavers. When we come back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, we'll get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's the return of Grateful Dead Night on Friday the 18th. A special t-shirt package is available. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday the 19th with our Baytoberfest. Get some beer specials while you enjoy the game. And get here early on Sunday for a pregame Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's the finale of this six-game series between the Portland Sea Dogs and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this afternoon. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Bowie, Maryland. And as Ryan Long warms the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Sea Dogs that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, you've got Corey Rozier, followed by Matthew Lugo, the DH, batting second. Chase Mydroth is at second base, batting third. Nathan Hickey catches and cleans up. Blaze Jordan is the third baseman, batting fifth. Phillip Sykes in center field, sixth. Tyler Dearden in left field, bats seventh. Tyler Esplin at first base, eighth. And Tyler McDonough is the shortstop, batting ninth. Portland is the AA affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. They're managed by Chad Epperson, assisted by Sean Isaac and Doug Clark. Bobby Stachura is the athletic trainer. Sea Dogs are 57-44 in the season, a three-game losing streak, and just 2-8 over their last 10. 29 and 27 on the road. In the second half, they're 17 and 15. That's second in the Northeast Division, but still in a playoff spot as they trail Somerset, already headed to the playoffs. Binghamton is right on their tail, though, only one half game back of the Sea Dogs. Again, that starting lineup for Portland sees Rozier, Lugo, Mydroth, Hickey, Jordan, Sykes, Dearden, Esplin, McDonough, all to face off against Ryan Long on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie is 309 feet down the line to both left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center, with winds topping out at around 9 miles an hour this afternoon, pushing pretty thoroughly into straight center field. As the left-handed Rozier steps into the box, started this series with a 300 batting average, had dipped below it, and has brought it back up north of 300, an 820 OPS in 78 games. As Long is ready to go, kicks and fires, the first pitch home, it's a fastball. Fouled off up and away to the outside, nothing in one to start, as we're underway at 1:05 p.m. on an 84-degree, partly cloudy day here in Bowie, Maryland. Nothing in one to open. Rozier with 17 doubles and 5 triples. He shows bunt on the next pitch, but pulls back on an off-speed up and away. One ball and one strike. Six home runs for the left-hander this season. 31 runs batted in. After a slow start to the week, he's 6-for-22 overall over the first five games. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it misses high, a fastball. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Rozier was the 9 batter in the series opener. He's been the leadoff batter since. And he does have good numbers when leading off an inning, a 323 batting average, and a low strikeout rate, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, high fastball, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. His strikeout rate is about 8% lower when he's the first batter of an inning compared to his season overall. Long was ready, but Rozier asks for time. As the Bay Sox are trying to make it 4 consecutive wins, they've already won this series in, coincidentally, the season series, since these two teams only meet this one time this year. But 4 wins so far, the Bay Sox trying to make it 5. The 2-2, and it's in there, strike 3! Fastball grabs the outside half of the plate, and Long opens up with a punch out. Let's tell you about the defense. Left around in the outfield, you've got Williams, Beavers, Rhodes, Anthony Servideo at third, Jackson Holliday at short, Billy Cook at second, Jacob Teeter at first, Silas Ardoin catches behind the plate for Ryan Long on the mound. Matthew Lugo up to bat, 232 average and a 659 OPS in 61 games. First pitch, and he watches it, called strike at the knees. Count starts out at nothing and one. 18 doubles and a triple for Lugo. 3 homers, 30 runs batted in. Do want to note, it's the first game for Anthony Servideo at third base in the pro ranks. 0-1 pitch. It's called for strike on the outside half, nothing and two. Had only one game at third while playing in collegiate summer ball. Never played at third base when he was at Ole Miss either. So, new work for him at the hot corner, the 0-2 pitch. And it swung on and missed outside for strike 3. Slider working good for Ryan Long. Strikes out back-to-back batters here to open up the contest. Chase Mydroth to bat now. Umpire and crew for today's game sees Willie Traynor at third, Matthew Blackborough at first. Buzz Albert calls the balls and strikes behind home plate. Mydroth inning 248, 744 OPS in 60 games. First pitch home to the right-hander, and he watches it for called strike. Low fastball there for Long. It's nothing and one to start. 10 doubles and a triple, 5 homers, 27 runs batted in for Mydroth. Bases empty, 2 away here in the top of the first. As the 0-1 pitch is popped into the air, shallow center field, backing out on it. Cook, he's going to make the catch. Over the shoulder, too. An impressive catch made easy by Billy Cook. 3-up, 3-down inning for Ryan Long. Bottom of the first coming up. Portland nothing. Bowie set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, a perfect first inning for Ryan Long. Took him just 10 pitches to sit down the side in order with 2 strikeouts as we move to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. Isaac Coffey warms on the mound for the Portland Sea Dogs. The starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this.
Leading off, it's the designated hitter, Cedric Mullins, game two of his rehab. Jackson Holliday, the shortstop, bats second. Dylan Beavers in center field bats third. Billy Cook at second base cleans up. John Rhodes in right field bats fifth. Dante Williams in left field sixth. Silas Ardoin catches and bats seventh. Anthony Servideo, third base, bats eighth. Jacob Teeter at first base, bats ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 48-53 in the season, a three-game winning streak. 5-5 over their last 10, 27-29 at home, and 17-15 in the second half. That's tied for third in the Southwest Division, but only one game out of first place. Again, the Bowie lineup features Mullins, Holliday, Beavers, Cook, Rhodes, Williams, Ardoin, Servideo, Teeter, all to face off against Isaac Coffey on the mound. Rousing applause for Mullins as he digs into the batter's box. The left-hander went 1-for-6 yesterday in the first game of his rehab, but showed some great strength in the field. First pitch, and the lefty watches it miss too far down and inside. 1-0 to start. Mullins did have a couple of good cracks, a line out to second base, a pop out to second, and two deep flyouts. The 1-0 is too far inside, nearly got his elbow. It's two balls and no strikes. Kyle Moore, talking with reporters after the game, said he'd be in leadoff today as well. They want to maximize his plate appearances, so he gets as much time as possible to get back into rhythm. The 2-0 pitch, a flinch, and a called strike in the upper outside corner from Coffey. Two balls and one strike. And if his timing seems fine, we saw yesterday his defense is fine. If his timing seems fine, he could be back up to Baltimore soon. 2-1 pitch, and he pops it up on the infield left side. McDonough, the shortstop, was originally about to run back. He jogs down and makes the catch on the dirt. One up, one down. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Tyler Dearden, Phillip Sykes, Corey Rozier, Blaze Jordan at third. Tyler McDonough at short. Chase Mydroth at second. Tyler Esplin at first, and Nathan Hickey catches behind the plate for Isaac Coffey on the mound. Jackson Holliday to bat now, 392 average at 1014 OPS in 12 games for the left-hander. Coffey, out of the wind, turns and fires the first pitch. Holliday watches it, missed too far down and inside. Curveball runs the count at 1-0. Four doubles, no triples for Holliday. Had his second double-A home run last night. He's got four runs batted in so far. As Coffey winds and deals the 1-0, and it swung on and missed up and away. A fastball, 1-1. Isaac Coffey, a 6'1", 205-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from Goleta, California. 10th-round selection by the Sox in the 2022 draft. As the 1-1 pitch is too far inside, slider runs the count to two balls and one strike on Holliday. Coffey is 4-1 on the season, a 3.29 ERA in six games all starts. 27 and a third innings, 39 punch-outs, 12 walks. 2-1 pitch, and it's called for strike of the knees, two balls and two strikes. Opponents hitting Coffey at a 231 clip. He's allowed three home runs. He pitched on Tuesday, gave up two runs in four innings, including a home run to Billy Cook, a solo blast in the fourth inning. 2-2, and it's lifted foul up the line left side and off of the fencing of the picnic patio here at Prince George's Stadium as the count stays even at two. Coffey was the losing pitcher in Tuesday's game. Prior to that, he had collected four consecutive wins. Fires another 2-2 to Holliday, and it's too far outside. Run the count full. Bay Sox have done an excellent job this week of running some of these starting pitchers into the ground. Four innings on Tuesday, but prior to that, four consecutive starts of at least five innings. The 3-2, and it's grounded hard to first, but foul. Esplin was able to run it down and scoop it in foul territory, but the count stays full. Holliday, 1-for-4 on a full count, has not struck out or walked yet once he gets to this point. Put it into play all four times. Another 3-2. And it's outside for ball four. That's the fourth walk drawn by Holliday this season against eight strikeouts. Bowie has the game's first base runner. Coffey has his 13th walk, and now Dylan Beavers will bat. The only Portland starter this series to finish five innings was Sterling Sharp, which was very interesting considering the tough month of July he had going into that start. Sharp threw five scoreless in Bowie's 3-0 shutout loss. Everyone else has not been able to finish five. Only Hunter Dobbins has entered the fifth. First pitch to Dylan Beavers is called for strike on the outside edge. Breaking ball opens it up at nothing and one. Beavers hitting 500, 8 for 16 in his first four games here at AA. 1288 OPS thanks to three doubles. No other extra base hits. He's got three runs batted in. Righty on lefty in the 0-1 pitch is too far outside. One ball and one strike. Coffee doesn't have blow-you-by kind of stuff. And Nathan Hickey catching today means the Bay Sox could get going on the base paths again. Jackson Holliday has only attempted one stolen base this season, and he was caught. It's back before his time on the injured list. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled back to the screen. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. But Hickey has allowed 73 stolen bases in 82 total tries this season. Bay Sox stole six against him on Tuesday, a season's high. Runner at first, one away, a scoreless bottom of the first. As the 1-2 comes home, and Beavers swings and misses, reaches for a fastball outside, and that's strike three. First punch out for Isaac Coffey, two down here in the first, and Billy Cook will bat. Bay Sox in their home white jerseys, white pants, white cap, the black cursive Bay Sox on the front of the jersey. Portland wearing their road grays for the first time this week. It's been their navy blues all series. You've got gray pants, navy blue cap, a single red pinstripe, and the stylized Portland word mark on the front of the jersey, set to match their big league club, Boston. First pitch to Cook is lifted in the air to right field, not too deep, as Roger runs it down, makes the catch just before hitting onto the warning track. One out walk, stranded at first. We're on to the second, a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome into Prince George's Stadium. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. We're scoreless through one. Bay Sox got a one-out walk but couldn't push him past first base. A combined 28 pitches for both starters to get us to this point. Ryan Long needed 10 for a perfect first. Two strikeouts and a pop-out. He'll deal with the middle of the order right now for Portland. Nathan Hickey leads it off, then Blaze Jordan and Phillip Sykes to follow. Hickey batting 268 and 856 OPS in 54 games. First pitch to him is a fastball that misses too high. 1-0 to get it started. Nine doubles, no triples, 12 homers for Hickey has won this week. 34 runs batted in as Long. The sun pretty much directly on top of him. Very little shadows this afternoon. 1-0 pitch. Curveball misses too far inside, 2-0. Ryan Long, a 6'6", 240-pound right-hander. Drafted back in 2021, 17th round for the Orioles out of Pomona Pitzer. 2-0 pitch now, and a fastball misses too far down and inside. First three-ball count for Long, does it to the first three pitches against Nathan Hickey. The next, and it's called strike in the outside half of the plate, 3-1. Long in the season with Bowie is 2-1, a 6.89 ERA in four games. This is just his third start. 15 and two-thirds innings, 18 strikeouts, 8 walks, the 3-1. And it's lined out toward the left center field gap. This one will get down. Dante Williams did get a good jump, but that ball didn't really spin too much. Hickey's the first base hit of the day, a leadoff single here. Hits in back-to-back games for the left-handed hitting catcher. First couple of innings have been tough for Long in his two starts. Of course, small sample size, an ERA, though, north of 22. But he's only pitched in two different second innings for the Bay Sox, so again, small sample size doesn't tell you that much. Gotta at least give some sort of context there. Here's Blaze Jordan. First pitch. And he watches fastball, missed too far up and in. It's 1-0 to start. 235 average for Jordan, 725 OPS in 18 games. Two doubles, no triples, four home runs, 14 runs batted in. Runner at first, no one out. As Long sends in. And it's called for strike at the knees, one ball and one strike. Long making his second appearance of the week, but his first start. Tuesday, Sunday work, as he was working in tandem with Gene Pinto on Tuesday, so shouldn't be too hard of a thought to assume Pinto might appear in today's game. 1-1 pitch. Fastball called for strike on the outside edge. It's 1-2. And while Long did give up three runs on three hits on Tuesday, he still earned the win with five strong innings and a career-high nine strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch here. Bounced up the middle, a base hit. Massive gap from the middle infielders there. And Blaze Jordan has hits in back-to-back games. Six on the week. And it's two leadoff singles here to open up the second inning for Portland. Leadoff singles were what burned Bowie yesterday for a very brief moment. Blaze Jordan was a part of the mess in the fifth inning. Carlos Tavera allowed back-to-back singles to open the fifth inning and eventually allowed a go-ahead three-run home run to Blaze Jordan. But fortunately, Bowie was able to overcome that brief deficit and win 9-4. Here's Phillip Sykes, first pitch, and he pops it foul out of play right side. Nothing in one to start. Sykes hitting 232, a 679 OPS in 85 games. 17 doubles, 3 triples, 6 home runs, 32 runs batted in. And Long steps off the back of the rubber, doesn't throw the ball anywhere. Ardoin is going to come out and walk through the signs man-to-man. Long's last start, did not see him finish four innings when he pitched in Somerset. The Bay Sox did win the game. It was their only win in that Somerset series. But after getting five quick outs around one walk, Long allowed three consecutive two-out doubles in the second inning. The last one was thrown out on the base paths, trying to stretch it into a triple. Here's the 0-1, and it's just pieced foul back to the screen, nothing in two. Long went into the fourth inning, and after walking the leadoff batter and getting a flyout, gave up a walk and back-to-back RBI singles, had to be lifted after throwing 73 pitches. Again, just three and a third innings. Nothing in two here on Sykes, with first and second still none out. Long looks back second base, where Cook holds on the runner. Cook backs off, and the 0-2 pitch is skied high, but foul, right side. Teeter jogs for it, and it's going to get out of play. About four rows deep as the count stays at nothing in two. Very quiet day here at Prince George's Stadium. Fortunately, not as humid, it feels, as the last couple of days. But still strong turnouts for this week at the ballpark. Navy night on Friday. Great fireworks shows on Friday and Saturday. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Too far outside. Slider runs the count to a ball and two strikes. It was a 10-pitch first for Ryan Long. He's already thrown 13 pitches here in the second and hasn't recorded an out. Double play ball. Not necessarily an option here against Sykes, who hits it in the air about twice as often as he hits it on the ground. 1-2, pop foul again. And all of these foul balls lead you to believe the same thing. He hasn't fouled one off on the ground yet. They've all been in the air. It was an excruciatingly long day, too, for Carlos Tavera last night. Three innings. And nearly 80 pitches. The 1-2. This is down. Two balls and two strikes. And at this rate, Long's working. Getting shades of those middle innings from a night ago. Still a scoreless game here in the second. As Long holds, fires the 2-2. Just missed outside. Feel like the called strike three to Corey Rozier back in the first inning was in a similar spot, even though it is a little bit wide. That's what it was called to Rozier. That's all I'll say. Runs it full here on Sykes, however, who's hitting 139 on a full count. Walks a little more often than he strikes out. And we've got time here for what? Third base umpire Willie Trainer is looking over into the Portland dugout for some reason. Didn't see anyone actually granted time. Either way, we'll set. The full count pitch is punched over to the right side slowly. Going to be a tough play for Cook. Runs it down, scoops, throws, and got him! Billy Cook had to run pretty much from second base all the way out to shallow right field and still got it to first base in time to beat out Sykes. Both runners do advance, a productive out, but it's an out instead of what could have been an infield single. That's at least one step in the right direction.
Good stretch for Teeter, too. Cook, you mentioned a hard throw, having to run that far. Was a little bit to the left of the first baseman, had to stretch off the bag and keep his foot on.
But now it's second and third with only one out, so Tyler Dearden will bat as he has hurt Bowie so far this week. First pitch, and the lefty swings and misses. A half-hearted wave, maybe a piece, but either way, it's in the catcher's glove anyway. Nothing in one to start. 251 average for Dearden this season, 714 OPS in 49 games. 7 doubles, 1 triple, 4 home runs, 20 runs batted in. He's got a homer and 4 RBI this week. Here's the 0-1. And he lifts it foul out of play left side. Quickly, nothing in 2. Dearden hitting nearly 300 with runners in scoring position as well. His strikeout rate does jump up a little bit, though, when he's got runners at second or third. Wynn still carrying out to deep center. Long has 2 strikeouts, the 0-2, and it's fouled back to the screen as Long hunts for his third. Bay Sox have already won this series. 3 consecutive wins after dropping the second game of the set on Wednesday with that 3-0 shutout. Another 0-2. Fastball misses high, 1-2. Bay Sox have been turning their luck around on Sundays lately, and that's been pretty helpful for them to win series. Last 3 home series, the Bay Sox have been victorious. Last 2 entering this one, Bowie has won all but one game. 1-2 pitch. And Dearden smokes it up the middle, a line drive base hit. Portland has the lead. Hickey scores, Jordan to third. RBI single for Tyler Dearden makes it a 1-0 game as Long has allowed his third hit against 4 batters here in the second inning. Sit. Your mic is still not on, Andre.
That's my fault. I apologize. It was going to be a tough send for Blaze Jordan, but it looked like he lost his footing approaching the third base bag, tripped up a little bit. That made it a little easier for him to stay at third. It would have been interesting to see if he would have gotten the send.
And we talked about first trip through the lineup for Ryan Long needing to be a very key point of contention for today's game. And hopefully that small little dice roll in his favor will absolutely help here because a double play could be possible with Esplin. First pitch into the left-hander, and Tyler Esplin watches a fastball miss too far outside. It's 1-0 to start. But 3 singles against 4 batters here to start this second inning. 1 to left from Nathan Hickey, 1 to center from Blaze Jordan. Phillip Sykes grounded out deep in the hole to second base, and then Tyler Dearden with an RBI single up the middle. Here's the 1-0, and Esplin lifted in the air, shallow left center, playable for Beavers. Let's see if they're going to send the runner. Beavers overran the ball, but fortunately it's still close enough as he makes the catch to hold the runner at third. And when I say overran, he didn't get a good running lead in to try and make a throw to home plate. That's all I mean by that. But he was still close enough to make sure Jordan wasn't going to go anywhere. Fly out to center field by Tyler Esplin. And now Tyler McDonough will bat with 2 gone. I don't know why they have Bowie scoring in the bottom of the first on the scoreboard. It says 1-1. It is 1-0. Not sure where they got Bowie scoring a run. First pitch to Tyler McDonough misses up and away. 1-0 to start. 228 average for McDonough on the season, 652 OPS in 69 games. 13 doubles, 1 triple, 4 home runs, 28 runs batted in. Here's the 1-0. Switch hitter smokes it into center field. Beavers running down, backs up, and has to make the catch high over his head, but still makes the catch. Three singles, including an RBI knock by Tyler Dearden here in the second, and Portland takes a 1-0 lead into the bottom of the frame. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
On to the bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-0 Portland lead. Situation that the Bay Sox, unfortunately, have found themselves very familiar with over the last couple of weeks, behind early. Fortunately, it hasn't usually been behind by a lot early, just a 1-0 game. The Bay Sox have still been finding ways to come from behind and win plenty. John Rhodes will lead off. First pitch in from Isaac Coffey, and Rhodes watches it miss down. Slider starts it out at 1-0. 228 average for Rhodes, a 721 OPS in 77 games. As the 1-0 pitch is crushed, deep out to left center field. Dearden's back to the warning track. This one's toward the video board, and it is gone! John Rhodes says goodbye! Lead-off game-tying home run here in the second, his 10th of the season. It's a 1-1 ball game. What did I just say, Andre? The Bay Sox have been used to making these dramatic little comebacks as quickly as they can. Rhodes took a high breaking ball out to left center at 98 miles an hour, 387 feet away, and the Bay Sox have tied this game right back up. That's his first homer here in August, and now Dante Williams will bat as Isaac Coffey has allowed his fourth. Second, just the Bay Sox. First pitch to Williams. And he watches it for called strike at the knees. Nothing and one to start. Some of these line drive shots, too, for Bowie over the course of this series have been very fun. Billy Cook's from two nights ago. His game-tying two-run home run in the second. The 0-1 inside nearly clips Williams. It's one ball and one strike. Jackson Holliday's yesterday really got out in a hurry. 188 average for Williams, 642 OPS in 76 games. 1-1 pitch is too far away. Two balls and one strike on the lefty. 10 doubles and one triple, 7 home runs, 34 runs batted in. Well, before seeing Bowie, Coffey had not allowed a home run in back-to-back starts, the 2-1. Too far inside, 3-1. And had only allowed one home run in his prior four appearances. Two against New Hampshire, two against Binghamton. 3-1 pitch, and it swung on and missed high. Run it full here on Williams, and I say two starts against New Hampshire and Binghamton, not two home runs each. Williams calls for time. On the season, he's hitting 037 with a full count. Walks about half the time, however. But the base is empty, and still no one out here in the second. Payoff pitch, and Williams swings and misses on a high fastball for strike three. Second punch out for Isaac Coffey today. First out in the inning, turns it over to Silas Ardoin. One for seven so far here at AA. Seems like it's going to be a one-on, one-off situation at the moment for the Bay Sox between Ardoin and Ramon Rodriguez, who's working behind the dish. First pitch, and Ardoin floats it out to right field, falling and down. Second AA hit for Silas Ardoin, a bloop single. And the Bay Sox have their second hit of the day, second base runner here in the second inning. It's a shame there's no one on second. I feel like my joke just flew over Andre's head a little bit while he was focusing on social media responsibilities. I do understand that, and I respect that. Here's Anthony Servideo. We're talking about twos. Servideo has a 2.22 average. 58 games played, a 6.10 OPS. First pitch in the lefty. Watches it for called strike on the outside. Nothing and one to start. 11 doubles and a triple for Anthony. One home run. 17 runs batted in. He's drawn three walks, has three hits, and two RBI this week. Bowie's trying to take the lead now in a 1-1 game. Here's the next, and Servideo swings and nicks it on the upper outside corner, back into the catcher's mitt, and it's quickly nothing and two. I feel like just about every game except for the shutout loss on Wednesday, the Bay Sox have responded in the following half inning to almost every single Portland run. 0-2 pitch, and it's popped up. Left field, Dearden has to find it in the sun first, finally does, dances around in front of the warning track and makes the catch. Wind definitely drew that one a little bit further out toward the wall, but there's two away as Jacob Teeter will bat. Especially the innings in which Portland took a lead, the Bay Sox were always very quick to respond. Looks like Andre's doing the tabulations for me right now. Here's Teeter, a 195 average and a 519 OPS, so an anagram of those. 37 games played, first pitch, and the lefty watches it miss outside. 1-0 to start. Three doubles, no triples, a homer. Eight runs batted in for Teeter. Had his first AA home run last night. It's a big go-ahead blast for the Bay Sox. As the 1-0 is swung on and missed up and away. Coffee come down from the sidearm on that one? That looked a little bit of a cutter there. Count goes to 1-1. The 1-1. Teeter swings and misses on a breaking ball this time. Still a bit away. Count goes to 1-2. It's Sunday, Andre. It just feels like a Sunday. We Portland went after a couple of the early pitches in the first inning. Didn't let the count get too far in the second inning, but just constantly battered Ryan Long. At least Bowie's able to tie the game here in the second, but with two outs, he's still got to push a runner around first base. Try and take the lead. Coffee sets. This will be pitch number 33. Here it comes. And it's spoiled foul left side out of play.
All right. I've got the mic on and I've got a good point here.
He's studied.
Six of the nine innings a Portland has scored in this series, Bowie has immediately responded with runs in the bottom half.
And I imagine two of those three innings that they didn't were in the shutout loss.
Right.
1-2 pitch, and it just misses high. Count goes to 2-2. That's resiliency. That's something that Bowie absolutely needed in that Somerset series and just could not have happened. A lot of times it was happening to them. Whenever Bowie would score, Somerset would respond. So good to see them turn it on its head as quickly as they did. 2-2, and Teeter just pieces it back to the screen foul. Count stays. Cedric Mullins on deck for Bowie. Wind carrying a bit out to left field right now. Here's the next. Way too far outside. Ardoin will get a head start here. With a full count and 2 outs. Teeter has a 200 batting average and a full count. Strikes out about 10% more than he walks once he reaches this point. Payoff pitch. Runner goes and it's popped foul. Left side. Potential for Blaze Jordan. No. He gets to the warning track and it gets about 5 rows deep. That was the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. Teeter has already fouled off three different two-strike pitches. Ardoin not being held on. Tyler Esplin has been able to back up a little bit toward the outfield. Another 3-2, and Teeter swings and misses on a high fastball for strike three. Fought valiantly, but comes up empty. The Bay Sox do get a leadoff home run from John Rhodes to tie the game at one. On to the third inning, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Luminous Health provides high-quality, expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
On to the third inning here at Prince George's Stadium, a 1-1 game. Top of the Portland lineup set to bat. Corey Rozier, Matthew Lugo, Chase Mydroth as Ryan Long looks for a quicker inning. He did 10 pitches in the first, but 26 pitches in the second around three base hits. Really, you got to consider the timing for Portland at this time of season and this time of day, too, when you game plan for a game like this. We can discuss in a moment. As Rozier steps in, struck out looking to start the game. First pitch in from Long, and Rozier pops it up. Shallow center field, Holiday backing up, trying to find it in the sun. He falls and lost it. And it's a base hit. Holiday was backing it up the entire time. Beavers was taking a slow jog down because it seemed as if Holiday would get there. But after Holiday made the changeover between his glove to his bare hand to try and find the ball, you could tell he lost it and fell about 3 feet to his left. So Rozier extends his hit streak to four consecutive games with a ball lost in the sun. And now here's Matthew Lugo. Back-to-back innings that the leadoff batter has singled for Portland. First pitch here to Lugo is swung on and just fouled off a bit. Count starts out at nothing and one. But things to consider when it comes to Portland being in the final few hours of a two-week road trip. Teams not being able to get work in their own clubhouse, their own facilities, their own apartments, their familiar beds. It's very tiring, very exhausting, having to shuttle bus to bus everywhere. Oh, one pitch. Fouled off over into the on-deck circle. Count goes to nothing and two. And with a long bus trip ahead of them, too. Sometimes there are teams in the Eastern League that will fly from location to location, but not heard much about Portland flying anywhere for this series. Runner goes. The 0-2 is ripped foul into the Portland dugout. Count stays. But from Prince George's Stadium up to Hadlick Field, going to be at least 9 hours. Oh, how do you like that? 8 hours and 59 minutes. Pulling it up on the old Google Maps. Here's the 0-2 again. Just missed outside. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Ryan Long has not had a called strike in six batters. He was ahead on Blaze Jordan 1-2 with a pair of called strikes before giving up a single. The next, and it's fouled off again inside fastball. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. Long has just constantly been seeing too many foul balls, running up his pitch count, extending these first few innings. And at this rate, Bowie is probably just going to try and hope for four innings out of him. So he's north of 40 pitches with only six outs recorded. Long wait. Here's a pickoff throw. Tag is late. Still looking for a 1-2 pitch to Lugo, who's hit into four double plays in 61 games this season. But all of that to say is that Portland's got a 9-hour bus ride ahead of them at the end of a 2-week road trip. They're exhausted. You think they might want to swing at a little bit more pitches than they normally would? The 1-2, and it's fouled off. My fastball keeps the count the same. Do you think maybe that's why we're seeing so many foul balls so far in these first two-plus innings? Portland is swinging at everything right now. I feel like on second trip through the batting order, it might be in the best interest to adjust a little bit further outside of the zone. Not here. The 1-2 is called for strike three. High breaking ball as Long kept it on the plate anyway and picks up his third strikeout. Here's Chase Mydroth to bat. 1-1 game here in the top of the third. Mydroth popped out to second base in the first inning. It was a good run back into the outfield for Billy Cook to make the catch then. Pickoff throw to first. This one closer, but still late. Mydroth can be a double play batter. Ground ball to fly ball ratio, 1.2. Set into five double plays in 60 games. Waiting on the first pitch. Here it comes. And it's swung on and missed high. Bay Sox have not turned a single double play all week. With the way that Portland is swinging it so much, maybe try it a little bit low in the zone, see if he can get that pulled ball to the shortstop. 0-1. Too far down and away. Slider runs the count to one ball and one strike. But again, the Bay Sox fortunate that should the plans remain the same, especially in order of some tandems, Gene Pinto should be going for Bowie. In the back end of this game, 1-1. Skied foul right side out of play. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Which would mean that Pinto, if he can pitch effectively, could reasonably get five innings for Bowie. He's had a couple of effective outings before. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. High breaking ball for Ryan Long. That off-speed up is starting to find success as Long has four punch-outs. Could have ended the inning if not for that missed pop-up by Holiday at short. Nathan Hickey will try and make the most of the fact that he's still getting a plate appearance here. Single to left field and scored Portland's run in the second inning as we're tied at one. First pitch. And he watches it miss too far down and inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Here's the next. Too far down, 2-0. 13 batters so far for Ryan Long. Only four of them have seen a first pitch ball. Hickey started ahead 1-0 in the second inning before his single on a 3-1 count. 2-0 pitch here, and he watches a fastball miss high, 3-0. Long actually fell behind Hickey 3-0 in the second inning as well. So maybe just something about the cleanup batter right now. Wind still out to center as we sit in the top of the third. The 3-0. Four-pitch walk. Fastball misses high. Long walks his first batter of the day. Now we're on to Blaze Jordan with first and second, two gone. Long looks back second to get it started. Fires in the first, and it's fouled back to the screen. High fastball. Starts the count out at nothing and one. He's tied at one here. It's seeming to be a lengthy game. Already just two innings in. 0-1 misses outside. One ball and one strike. Strike rate has been a consistent point of discussion. 54 pitches, 35 of them going for strikes from Long, as he's up to nearly 20 more pitches in this inning. 1-1 pitch, and it's swung on and missed outside. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Long is averaging over 17.5 pitches per inning. 10 pitches in the first, then 26 in the second. This next one will be his 20th here in the third. First and second, two away. And the 1-2. Way too far outside. Duan had to slide over to a knee to keep it in front. Two balls and two strikes. Oh, it's fortunate for Bowie that they play Richmond next week. They get the entire Monday to themselves. Don't have to spend any of it traveling. Maybe a little bit of packing. 2-2. Line drive to left. This one's going to get down and go to the corner. Portland will retake the lead as Rozier rounds and scores. Williams drops the ball in left field. They're going to try and send in Hickey. Here comes the throw, and it's too short. Two-run double for Blaze Jordan. Sea Dogs take a 3-1 lead. No error on the scoreboard, but a mental error by Jackson Holliday took away Bowie's opportunity for a perfect inning, and now they find themselves down by two. As Jordan picks up at least one RBI, they could credit Hickey scoring on an error by Williams if they wanted. That's all onto the official scorer. Either way, they rule it a Blaze Jordan double, so no error. Two RBI for Jordan. He's up to 16 on the season, 10 on the week. First pitch to Phillip Sykes. Misses high. Fastball starts the count out at 1-0. Long asking for a new baseball. Things not going well for the Bay Sox in terms of their efficiency, their command on the strike zone over the last few days. We lost track of the full counts that Bowie pitchers had run to in yesterday's game, but it was around double digits. Tyler Wells had only gotten to one. But then Tyler Burch and Carlos Tavera were running it full constantly. It's a problem that just continues to plague Bowie pitchers, and part of it can be attributed to the changes between high-A batters and double-A batters. Many of them are much more selective on pitches with good stuff that can move from into the strike zone, out of the strike zone. Batters can be very good at reading that, laying off of it a lot easier, so after they see it once, they're not going to swing at it as much. Fall behind, nothing and two, one and two, and then run it full. 1-0 pitch to Sykes is swung on and missed outside. It's one ball and one strike now. And while the Bowie pitchers have had a tough time adjusting to those batter adjustments, it's really all the game is, just a game of adjustments, it's led to them having massively inflated pitch counts. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed high. It's one ball and two strikes. Leadoff single by Corey Rozier on a ball lost in the sun by Jackson Holliday. Fell just 3 feet to his left. Back-to-back strikeouts, then a four-pitch walk, and a two RBI double. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. Inning is over, but three batters too late. Portland uses those three batters to retake the lead. It's 3-1 as we enter the bottom of the third. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox are going to have to pick back up where they've carried the load a lot this week, and that's responding quickly and in full force. After tying the game at one briefly, Portland has taken a 3-1 lead in the top of the third, a 2-out, 2-RBI double by Blaze Jordan. Bottom of the third sees the top of the lineup. Cedric Mullins opens it up. First pitch, and it's a breaking ball. Missed just a little bit inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Three left-handers for Bowie with Mullins, then Jackson Holliday and Dylan Beavers, as Bowie's down by two. Isaac Coffey back to work. This will be pitch number 40, as Mullins watches it for called strike on the lower outside corner, 1-1. Mullins popped out to the shortstop back in the first inning. He's 1-for-7 so far here in his rehab. Here's the 1-1, and Mullins swings and misses on a high fastball, run the count to 1-2. Well, you know, sometimes on rehab stints, it's not all about actually making the contact, getting base hits. Just because you're a major leaguer going up against minor leaguers doesn't mean you're going to be going 500 in every game you play. Last season, when Giancarlo Stanton was on a major league rehab for Somerset, they were at Prince George's Stadium, and Stanton did not collect a hit. Here's the 1-2. And Mullins pops it up on the infield again. Left side, straddling between fair and foul ground, the third baseman makes the catch. Blaze Jordan pulls it in foul territory after running down and calling off the catcher. So Mullins retired. And now Jackson Holliday will bat. Miscue for Holliday had a ripple effect that has caused Bowie to fall back behind in this game. He'll see what he can do to try and amend that mistake. Holliday walked on a full count in the first inning. Got left at first base. First pitch here. And the lefty watches it miss too far inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Yeah, it was such a peculiar decision for the Yanks at that point last season to send Stanton on a rehab with only a couple of days left on that Somerset road trip. Usually wanted to keep him close to home. Here's the 1-0. And it's sprayed foul up the line left side, 1-1. Maybe they really wanted to bring him down here, see if he could pop off a massive home run that would at least get the fan base a little excited to see him improving. Because you hit a big home run here at Prince George's Stadium, it looks bigger than any other ballpark. 1-1 pitch, misses outside. It's 2-1. But like I said, Stanton didn't get a single base hit. Justin Armbruster struck him out in what was an overall 0-for performance for the All-Star. 2-1 pitch. Too far inside on Holliday. Slider runs the count to 3-1. Bases empty, 1 out here in the third. Bowie trails 3-1. Coffey holds. Brings in the next. And it's outside, 4. 2-walk day for Jackson Holliday. Only 2 walks that Isaac Coffey has given up now. And tying run can come to the plate with Dylan Beavers.
Number 26, Dylan Beavers.
really wish they'd mention when the kid is doing the PA announcement. I feel like it would draw a little less confusion. It always throws me off guard when they do it. First pitch to Beavers is called for strike. It's nothing in one to start. Just hey, the next PA announcement is from little Gideon on his birthday. Then you hand it off. Gideon, what do you got? Here's the 0-1. Too far outside, 1-1. Beavers struck out swinging in the first inning. Went after a 1-2 pitch. Two-run Portland lead here in the third. Beavers still looking for his first double-A long ball. And as the next is called for strike at the knees, 1-2. And you really wonder how opposing pitchers are going to start adjusting to Beavers. It makes sense Portland pitchers didn't really have as much of a scouting report against him when they started this series, since he was promoted in the middle of the week. First game was on Wednesday, 1-2 pitch, and he swings and misses outside for strike three. Fourth strikeout, two of them have been against Beavers. Coffey's been able to work around his free passes just fine. Hasn't had any issue pitching with runners on base so far today. Billy Cook to bat now. Flew out to right field on the first pitch he saw in the first inning. Runner at first, two down. First pitch, and Cook watches it for called strike in the upper outside corner. He thought he could probably go after that one as soon as it crossed home plate. A little upset with himself that he didn't. It's nothing in one to start. Here's the next, and Cook fouls it back to the screen, nothing in two. Holiday a decent lead over at first base as Esplin holds him on, but it's only the third game for Esplin at first, at least at this level. The Sox haven't tried anything against Nathan Hickey yet today, even though they were very successful against him earlier this week. 0-2 pitch, and Cook watches it miss down and in. One ball and two strikes. Some point soon, you will have to start getting back to the free movement on the base paths. Trying to pick up a couple of steals to stay in this one. 1-2 pitch, and Cook lifts it deep out toward right field. Rozier's running back, but it'll stay in the park. Up against the warning track, he makes the catch. Another one-out walk, stranded at first, and we go to the fourth. The Bay Sox down by two. Andre has the play-by-play next as you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Top of the fourth from Prince George's Stadium, the Bowie Bay Sox looking to close out the homestand on a high note. Already a series win, but here in the finale, they trail 3-1 to the Portland Sea Dogs. It'll be the bottom third of the Portland lineup, second time through against right-handed starter Ryan Long. Tyler Dearden will kick things off here for Portland. The first of two straight lefties, followed by a switch hitter, and the first pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball powered over the outside edge, nothing in one. Kick off Dearden.
And after Tyler Dearden, it's Tyler Esplin and Tyler McDonough. All three Tylers will see the dish here in this frame. As the next breaking ball downstairs, and it's 1-1. Dearden has been by far the most effective of the three Tylers. He has been a thorn in the side of Bowie here in the bottom part of this Portland lineup this week. 1-1 pitch on the way, and it's called a strike. Slider breaks center cut, and it's taken all the way. One ball and two strikes. Dearden, an RBI single in the second, got the scoring started for the Sea Dogs. He has five RBIs and five hits and 13 at-bats this week. Deep breath from Long. Straddled off to the third base side of the mound. Now turns, kicks, and fires out of the windup. It's a fastball lined over towards second. On a couple hops, it's snared by Billy Cook. Ranges over to his left, looks it into the glove, and makes a strong, accurate throw to first from shallow right field. 4-3 as Cook snags the two-hopper his way, and Dearden's retired for the first time this afternoon. One down, the base is empty. Now Tyler Esplin will bat. As for Long, he's at 65 pitches here with one out recorded in the fourth. Esplin on an 0-for-1 day. The left-handed hitting first baseman flew out the center his first time up. Takes an off-speed inside and starts ahead here 1-0. Long since coming to Bowie has stayed around the 70-80 pitch mark. Next pitch is too far inside again, 2-0. So not too much of a problem yet. His season high is 87. That was back in the beginning of July when he was still with High A Aberdeen. 2-0 on the way here. It's a fastball high, three balls and no strikes. And strikes thrown hasn't necessarily been a problem for him so far, though he does fall behind 3-0 here to Esplin. It's just been the pesky two-strike foul balls that Portland's been able to rack up. 3-0 pitch. And it's up and away here for ball four. It's only the second walk for Ryan Long. Both of them have been of the four-pitch variety as Esplin will take his free pass down to first base. But again, Portland, when Long has gotten ahead, he hasn't been able to find that put-away. Sea Dogs have been pesky with two strikes, and it has run that pitch count up there. Still no action in the Bowie bullpen. Here's Tyler McDonough, switch hitter, a bat lefty. 0-for-1 day, a line out the center his first time. Long delivers the first, and it's called a strike. Took a little off the fastball at 89, and found the outer edge of the zone. Nothing in one. Servideo over at third base here for the first time in his professional career. As even with the bag, now creeps forward. The edge of his toes on the infield grass off the line. Gets switch hitter batting lefty. Next pitch. It's called a strike over the inside edge. Good fastball from Long. It's nothing in two. Holiday, the shortstop, is playing back and pinched tight to the second base bag. Cook, deep in the hole at second, playing to pull. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Ardwan. First base occupied, so it's a swinging strikeout for Ryan Long, his sixth of the afternoon. The block by Ardwan. Esplin stays over at first base. Two outs now for the top of the lineup in Corey Rozier. 1-for-2 day for Rozier. He singled and scored a run back in the third inning. He also went down looking on strikes. Left-handed bat against the right-handed arm of Long as Servideo stays in on the grass at third. Now backpedals slightly even with the bag. It's a long pause from Long. Now time will be taken. Rozier was stationary in the lefty box. The pitch clock had actually never really started running. It was sitting at 30 seconds while Long stared down with ball and glove. Now it is running, and it looks like it'll be set to go. So the umpire, the one that took the time to make sure the pitch clock was working correctly. Another long pause from Long. Pitch clock down to three. Now he kicks and fires home, and the pitch is blasted out into right center field. Beavers racing back towards the track, towards the wall, and it's gone. A two-run home run for Corey Rozier in his homecoming back to his home state of Maryland. Rozier's seventh home run of the season, RBIs number 32 and 33, a 402-foot blast to the right center alleyway. Portland's up 5-1 here in the fourth. No doubt or out to right. The first pitch here to Matthew Lugo is hit hard down the left field line. It looks foul. Over towards the clubhouse, it's nothing in one. That was 102 miles an hour off the bat of Lugo, and a ball that ultimately wound up tailing off to the left-hand side. Took a little distance away from it. It still went 345 feet.
Lugo behind, nothing at one. He struck out twice. DH bats right-handed in a righty-on-righty matchup. 0-1. His hammered foul again down the third baseline. This time on the ground. It's nothing in two. Now, Rozier comes from La Plata in Maryland. Has had some family in the crowd here this week and certainly made themselves heard there on that two-run shot from him. 0-2. Just off the outside edge. Long thought he had a called strike three, but the fastball just a tad outside. 92 that time. One ball and two strikes. Lugo still looking for his first hit of the week. He's 0-for-8. Has chiseled out a couple of walks and gone down on strikes three times. 1-2. Is a curveball too tight close to the hands as Lugo pulled them in towards his gray jersey. Backed his way out of the righty box almost at a lagging stint from when the ball came in. It's 2-2 now. Next pitch is a fastball popped high in the air. On the right side, Rhodes in right field. Curls at the warning track, creeps in, and makes the catch. That'll retire the side, but the Sea Dogs do add on two more here in the fourth on a two-run home run from Corey Rozier. Bowie trails 5-1 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Rams Head on stage. Live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth from Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox, a deficit to dig out of here on a Sunday afternoon if they want to take 5 of 6 this week. And Bowie trails, as it stands right now, 5-1. It'll be John Rhodes to lead things off here for the Bay Sox. 5-6-7 in the Bowie lineup to face Isaac Coffey. Righty on righty matchup, the first pitch. And Rhodes takes a fastball on the outer third for a called strike. Starts him behind, nothing and one. Rhodes has the only offense so far for the Bay Sox. One of just two hits against Coffey was a solo home run. Second pitch he saw back in the second. Next pitch here is too far outside, 1-1. Right-hander warming up down the right field line for Bowie right now, Gene Pinto. As Ryan Long has thrown 78 pitches through four frames here this afternoon. Day could be very close to being done if it's not already. 1-1. And Rhodes whacks it foul, right side out of play, 1-2. Encouraging sign for Rhodes as he collected his first home run in the month of August back in the second inning. He's had a handful of days off this week just with the heavy rotation in the outfield for Bowie. 1-2. And Rhodes hits it on the ground over towards second. A knuckler. Mydroth charges in, fields over his shoe top, is able to make a running throw onto first. 4-3 put out gets Rhodes for the first down of the fourth. Breaking ball was up and in and got off the end of the bat of Rhodes. Mydroth was able to charge in and charge up the throw in time. One out, the base is empty. Here's Dante Williams now. Left-handed hitting left fielders, 0-for-1 today. Full count strikeout his first time up. Third base plays in, and Williams skies the first pitch foul, left side. Nothing in one. Left-handed bat digs back in, twirls the bat head out a couple of times before wiggling it off his left shoulder. Off either right-hander, kicks and deals. Sidearm deliveries fouled off the mask of the catcher, Nathan Hickey. Gets to his feet right away, takes a couple strides to his left, out from behind home. Looks like it caught a bit of his arm as well as he's shaking his gloved hand about out to his left-hand side. Now removes his mitt, shakes it a couple more times. He could have caught that one up towards the bicep area on the ricochet as well. Either way, it's 0-2 to Williams. Home plate umpire Buzz Albert takes his time delivering a fresh baseball to Coffey, making sure Hickey is all right and has a chance to shake off that stinger. They'll reset the pitch clock as Williams steps back in an 0-2 count. One down, the base is empty, Bowie trailing 5-1. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball. They're going to say it's too far up. It looks like it caught a meaty part of the strike zone. Williams checked his swing as well. Regardless, it's 1-2 now. Coffey straight away on the mound. Covers eyes with glove, then turns and fires home. Next pitch is a fastball up and in. More so in than up. Looked like it was very close to catching that inside edge of the zone as well. But a good take from Williams, and the count's now 2-2. Right-hander fires in the next. Swing and a miss. Off-speed over the outside edge. Ducked underneath the bat path of Williams with some late life for strike three. Fifth strikeout for Isaac Coffey. There's two down here in the fourth. Billy hoping to extend the inning here through Silas Ardwan. One for one day for Ardwan. Flared a single out into right field his first time up. He takes a first pitch called strike. Center cut fastball, nothing in one. Hits in back-to-back games. Two of his first three at the double-A level for the catcher. 0-1 pitch and is swung on and missed again. High off-speed, and it's nothing and two quickly. Coffey's not going to wow you with velocity. Fastball really tops out towards the low 90s. At most, we've seen him drop it down towards 89, 88 sitting there so far today. But the strikeout stuff has certainly played for him as he settled into the double-A level. At least six strikeouts in each of his last four starts. He's got five of them today. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Make it number six. As more off-speed up in the zone, gets Ardwan swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts. Polishes off a 1-2-3 fourth for Isaac Coffey. On to the fifth. Bowie trails 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Top of the fifth here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox trail at 5-1 to the Portland Sea Dogs here in this Sunday matinee series finale. Bowie, first of two sides to dip into their bullpen this afternoon as right-hander Gene Pinto takes over for starter Ryan Long. Line is complete on Long, and Pinto will enter for his second action this week against the Sea Dogs, this time in the back end of the tandem after starting Tuesday's series opener. Set to face 3-4-5, Chase Meidroth, Nathan Hickey, and Blaze Jordan. Two right-handers with a lefty sandwiched in between. The first pitch to Meidroth is a breaking ball that drops in center cut over the inside shoulder of Meidroth. It's nothing in one. 0 for 2 day for Meidroth, right-handed hitting second baseman. And Pinto flutters in another breaking ball, this time further over the outside edge. It's another called strike. Quickly nothing in two. Pinto working with plenty of pace on the hill. Here's the next. My draw. Knuckles at foul up the first baseline. Rolls to the right of the bag over to the first base coach's box. He'll toss it into the crowd as the count stays nothing and two. Pinto, a 5'11", 175-pound right-hander. As the next, breaking ball outside. Mydroth checked this swing on a curveball away. 1-2 now. Was acquired by the Orioles in a trade with the Los Angeles Angels organization in 2020. 2-2 pitch. Bounces in, backhanded by Ardoin. Spiked breaking ball makes it 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander steps in, now the next. Payoff delivery is hit back up the middle, off the glove of the pitcher, over towards the second baseman. Cook, bare hands, throws, it's in time. Sharp play by Billy Cook. It goes 1-4-3 as the one-hopper from Mydroth kicked off the wrist and glove of Pinto, rolled out towards second. Cook had to charge in, bare hand, and make the sidearm sling to first. He's able to nab Mydroth by a step, and there's one down here in the fifth. So the bases remain empty now as Nathan Hickey bats. Catcher, a left-handed hitter, and the first pitch here, grounded foul right side. Takes a couple of hops. Jacob Teeter watches it foul all the way. It's nothing and one. Hickey's reached and scored twice today. Single in the second, walk in the third. Portland's begun to compile the damage on Bowie as the 0-1. Breaking ball towards the top of the zone. Oh, looks like it could have gone. Maybe just a too far outside. 1-1 here. Pinto's next delivery. Similar spot, this time a little lower and a little further outside on the off-speed. 2-1, now to Hickey. It's been very disciplined there in the lefty box. And talking about earlier in the game, Portland, as the next pitch misses too far low and inside, 3-1. Being at the back end of a two-week road trip, having a lot of batters swinging early in counts, but Hickey has been very disciplined. He's gotten 3-ball counts each of his 3 plate appearances, and he slashes the next one towards right field, charging in. Rhodes dives, and it kicks off the heel of his glove, falls in front of him. Scored as a base hit for Nathan Hickey, so a 2-hit game for him. Now 4 hits on the week. Rhodes sold out for that ball, diving up the line and right. Got enough of it with his glove to keep it in front of him. A sensational effort on the sinking liner as he ran in and down to his left and just wasn't quite able to get it into the glove. 7th hit for the Sea Dogs as a one-out base runner here for Blaze Jordan. First pitch, and Jordan fouls it off the mid of the catcher, nothing in one. 2-for-2 day for Jordan, who's now swinging over 300 this week. Already had 3 home runs coming into today. But a single in the second and a 2-RBI double in the third. Now has 10 driven in for him in this series. 0-1. Breaking ball too far outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Give you the numbers here on Pinto as he started the season with IA Aberdeen before joining Bowie. With the Bay Sox, he's 2-1 through 7 appearances. This is his 8th appearance and 4th of relief. A 3.24 ERA. 1-1. And a chopper over toward shortstop. Holiday ranges up the middle. Glove hand flip. The second. Cook on to first. In time. Double play. The middle infield flashing the leather in this inning for Bowie as Holiday ranged to his left. Didn't even need to transfer. A glove flip to Billy Cook and a strong toss on to first. 6-4-3 erases Hickey. It's a 1-2-3 fifth for Gene Pinto. On to the bottom half. Bowie trails 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack.
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Bottom of the fifth from Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox looking to crawl out of a four-run hole as they trail the Portland Sea Dogs 5-1. Anthony Servideo set to lead off the bottom of the fifth, followed by Jacob Teeter in the top of the lineup, Cedric Mullins. Against right-hander Isaac Coffey, continues on the bump. First pitch, fastball in tight to Servideo, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's 1-0. Servideo takes time and quickly and adjusts his elbow guard on his right elbow. And now pointing down towards the Portland bullpen, looks like the door to the clubhouse might have come open. Yes, it did. There are strong winds blowing out towards center field around 10, 11 miles per hour. So if those doors on either side down the line are not latched, they can swing open with that wind pushing out. But a reliever comes down, latches it up, and the next pitch in is fouled off the netting. 1-1 now to Servideo. It's been smooth sailing for the most part for Coffey so far, with the exception of the solo home run from John Rhodes. 69 pitches, 44 strikes for the Portland right-hander in his second start of the week against Bowie. 1-1. As our video takes outside, two balls hit, one strike. He needs to record just one out in this inning, does Coffey, to surpass his start for Tuesday when he only went four innings. Allowed just two runs, but was handed his first loss in the AA ranks. As Servideo laces one out towards right center field, but it's fading as Rozier runs into the gap. The right fielder makes the catch about shoulder height. Breaking ball just above the knees. Looked like Servideo could have given it a ride, but in the end, just a little too far off of the outside edge of the bat. And it sunk short of the warning track where Rozier ran it down. So Servideo retired for the first out of the fifth. Now Jacob Teeter will bat. Over one day for Teeter. He was retired on a swinging strikeout on eight pitches. First time, and he fights off the first pitch towards left center. Dearden racing back parallel to the warning track. The left fielder runs it down in the alleyway this time. Makes the catch, and quickly, two up, two down here in the fifth. 0-for-2 day for Teeter, but he has had a very successful series out of the nine hole for Bowie. 6-for-17 this week. Two quick outs, though, for Isaac Coffey on just five pitches. Bring up Cedric Mullins with the bases empty. Mullins 0-for-2 today in his second game of a Major League rehab, seeing his first game action since mid-July. He's hit two pop-outs on the infield today. First pitch in the left-handed hitting DH takes outside 1-0. Just one hit for Mullins here in his two games with the Bay Sox, but a lot of hard contact made yesterday. He was retired on three separate balls, or rather deep fly ball outs or a line out to second base. So we've seen plenty of hard contact from him that would suggest his timing is certainly getting recalibrated before he rejoins the Orioles. As the next pitch is low and outside, 2-0. See if he lets it rip in a hitter's count here. The next from Coffey, and Mullins hits it high in the air. Shading his eyes from the sun is a shortstop, McDonough, who's out in shallow center. Makes a late break to his right and makes the catch. Another 1-2-3 frame for Isaac Coffey on just eight pitches. Retires a side in order here in the fifth. On to the sixth, Bowie trails 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests.
Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Sixth inning on a Sunday afternoon here at Prince George's Stadium. A bright and partly cloudy conditions here at the ballpark. Bowie trails 5-1 to the Portland Sea Dogs. First pitch from Gene Pinto is a called strike to Phillip Sykes as we get back underway. And it's nothing and one to start as Sykes leads off here for Portland in the frame. Pinto, second inning of relief on the mound for Bowie. Next pitch, grounded up the third baseline, foul. Backhanded foul territory by Anthony Servideo, who hands the ball off to a young fan. It's quickly nothing and two. Behind Sykes, it's Tyler Dearden and Tyler Esplin. Three straight Tylers follow suit. As right-handed hitting, Sykes is 0 for 2 today. The 0-2 pitch is grounded back up the middle. Over the head of the pitcher, charging in Cook. Fields over top of the second base bag running in. He's able to make a clean transfer and throw across. 4-3 put out as the middle infield continues to dazzle for Gene Pinto. And his relief outing here for the Bay Sox as there's one down in the sixth. Was a ball hit back up the middle to the first batter, Pinto, facing the fifth, and Chase Mydroth that ricocheted off his wrist. Cook had to charge in, play the carom, and still make a throw onto first in time. And then a very clean 6-4-3 double play. The glove flip from Jackson Holliday finished off the frame. First pitch is rocketed foul off the bat of Tyler Dearden. Pulled down the first base side. It's nothing and one. Dearden 1-for-2 today, RBI single. He's driven in 5 this week out of the 7 and 8 spot in the Portland lineup. He's batting 7th here today. Left-handed bat flares the next pitch left side. Went down and got a breaking ball and spun it onto the concourse. Nothing in 2. Partly cloudy skies overhead here on a Sunday afternoon, but plenty of blue overhead. 0-2 pitch. Bounces in, blocked by the catcher Ardoin. No chase, and it's 1-2. Crowd scattered throughout, plenty of fans, well, fanning themselves, as there's been plenty of free goodies given out today, a Colton Cowser bobblehead, and also some promotional items for the upcoming movie Blue Beetle. 1-2, hit on the ground over towards second. Cook on a couple of hops, vacuums in, throws to first in time. One of the items is a big Blue Beetle fan that you can use to fan yourself, the old school ones. Just a piece of plastic and then a wooden stick. And plenty of fans have gotten them and are fanning themselves. 4-3 put out retires Dearden. There's two down and the base is empty. Now it's Tyler Esplin bats. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down, and it's nothing and one. Good early efficiency here from Pinto. And if this Bay Sox offense is going to come up with another rally in the middle to late innings, as they have throughout the last few weeks, Pinto's going to be a big part of that. As the next pitch, curveball breaks at the top of the zone. Called a strike, nothing and two. Pinto's had a couple of very efficient outings since joining from High A Aberdeen in late June. Times taken by the batter here, Esplin, who's 0-for-1 today with a walk and a run scored. Most notably for Pinto is the win he picked up in Richmond. He threw 6 innings against the Squirrels, allowed just 1 earned run on an early solo shot, only threw 60 pitches. The 0-2 is just too far upstairs, a fastball. Tried to get Esplin to chase up and away, but one ball and 2 strikes here. But Pinto working with plenty of efficiency early. He's faced the minimum, throw 23 pitches, 16 strikes. 1-2 bounces in, picked on the backhand by Ardoin. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fans taking in a seasonal day of baseball on this tail end of summer. 2-2 pitch, popped up. Shallow left, Williams jogs in, and the center fielder, rather the left fielder, center fielder Beavers was ranging over. Williams calls it off and makes a catch. Another 1-2-3 inning for Gene Pinto. On to the bottom of the sixth. Bowie trails 5-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the sixth, then a big opportunity for the Bay Sox if they want to eat into a four-run deficit. They trail 5-1 here on this Sunday afternoon from Prince George's Stadium in the series finale of this six-game set. Bowie's already taken the series win with four victories on the week, but they're trying to make it 5-6. 2-3-4, scheduled to hit third time through against the right-handed starter Isaac Coffey. It's Jackson Holliday to lead off, the left-handed hitting shortstop. First pitch is a breaking ball that backs him off the plate, fades inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Behind Holliday is Dylan Beavers and Billy Cook. Another lefty waits on deck before the right-handed bat of Cook, scheduled to hit third in the inning. 1-0. Holliday watches called strike on a fastball right over the outside edge. 1-1. Holliday's walked twice today. Both walks that Isaac Coffey has surrendered have been to the left-handed bat. Coffey's only allowed four base runners in one run. As the next, another off-speed that backs Holliday up. Inside delivery makes it 2-1. It's been a good week off the injured list for Jackson Holliday. Good weekend, I should say, as he was activated Friday. 2-1 pitch, and Holliday hammers it. Deep to right field. Backing up Rozier. This one's way gone. Back-to-back games with a home run for Jackson Holliday. A solo blast to right center field. 389 feet, 99 miles per hour off the bat. His third double-A home run makes it a 5-2 game here in the sixth. That ball got off the bat and out of here quickly. And Holliday continues to turn heads here at the double-A level. First pitch to Dylan Beavers, a fastball outside, 1-0. He's 5-for-10 this week with two home runs after not playing for almost an entire week. 1-0 to Beavers. Slash the other way, foul out of play, 1-1. For Holliday now, that's hits in six straight games. Again, homered in back-to-back games, and he has hits in 11 of his first 13 contests at the level. 1-1 to Beavers. Fouled straight back, 1-2. Dylan's 0-for-2 today. A couple of strikeouts. We'll see if that shot from Holliday puts a jolt into this Bowie lineup, as the Bay Sox have not shied away from middle to late inning comebacks over the last month or so. Beavers also off to a stellar start here at Double-A. Even with his two putouts today, he's 8-for-18. 1-2 pitch, and Beavers swings and misses. Fastball upstairs at the letters. Got him to swing through it. Seventh strikeout for Coffey. One down now in the sixth as Billy Cook comes to the dish. Now Billy Cook will bat. Cook 0-for-2 today. A couple of fly ball outs to right field. First pitch. Breaking ball floats in over the outer third. A called strike, nothing in one. It's been another stellar week for Cook. Batting a touch over 270. As the next pitch, line drive, base hit into left field. Hits in four straight games for Cook. His seventh hit overall this week. It's a one-out base runner for Bowie. Cook has four home runs on the week as well. But now his speed and his team-leading 22 steals can play over at first base. Bowie still trails by three. John Rhodes will bat. Rhodes one for two today, and Cook running on the first pitch. It's taken inside for a ball. Throw down to second is way too late. Great jump from Cook, who nearly overslid the bag. Had to reach him with his backhand and pin himself to the bag. 23rd stolen base for Cook, again to lead the team. He's in scoring position. Rhodes ahead in the count, 1-0. Cook's only been caught twice in 25 attempts this season. Next pitch to Rhodes is flared foul right side, 1-1. One for two day for John. Solo home run in the second, got the Bay Sox their first run of the afternoon. He's also grounded out to second base. 1-1 pitch. And Rhodes watches a called strike over the inside edge. Well spun breaking ball. 1-2. Well, the pitch count was already slightly high for Isaac Coffey coming into this frame. He's now north of 80 pitches, approaching 90. And with some of this hard contact Bowie's made in this frame, it's enough for Portland to get a right-hander up in their bullpen. As the 1-2 to Rhodes. Breaking ball dives way too far outside. He's able to take its 2-2. Wyatt Olds, the right-hander. And is currently getting loose down the left field line for the Sea Dogs. Cook leads off of second. Coffey looks back with ball and glove at the belt. Next pitch, line back up the middle on a couple of hops, snared by Mydroth, who curls around at the second base bag and throws on to first. Cook left with contact, and with his wheels, he'll get the third base standing. Mydroth did not think about going that way to eliminate the lead runner, especially with a 3-1 lead. 4-3 put out, nabs Rhodes for the second out. So a runner moves 90 feet away as Dante Williams steps up to the dish here with two down. And no movement in that Portland dugout. Looks like Coffey will remain on the hill here. He's already struck out Williams twice today. Left-handed bat watches the first pitch in. That's a called strike. Fastball towards the upper outside edge. Nothing in one to start off Williams. He's gone down swinging twice today. Two of the seven punch-outs here for Isaac Coffey. Next pitch. Williams fouls it straight back. Off the netting behind home, nothing in two. Cook off of third. Bowie already one run across here in the bottom of the sixth. They still trail 5-2. 0-2 pitch. Fastball up. Williams is able to take 1-2. The Bay Sox and their lone loss this week did suffer from a situation where the starter was able to navigate the lineup third time very successfully. As the 1-2, too far outside, 2-2. We talked about Bowie's potential to get starters out of the game quickly. They did that with Coffey back on Tuesday, only going four innings. And their lone loss this week is Sterling Sharp was able to give five innings to Portland. Now Coffey trying to give them six. And it helps Portland not have to use that taxing bullpen that Bowie has hit well all week. 2-2, too far outside, and now the count fills to Williams. Arduan on deck has only played now three games at the AA level. The right-hander's still getting loose. You'll wonder if he loses Williams here. Portland thinks about making a change. Payoff on the way. Williams flares it down the left field line. Dearden racing over towards the corner, but it's hooking. Gets onto the grass bank behind the bullpen, rolling towards the clubhouse, out of play. Count stays here, 3-2. The next payoff pitch. Williams watches down and in for ball four. Third walk of the game for Coffey as Williams will head down to first base. Runners at the corners. Just like that, tying run now comes to the plate in Silas Arduan. calls Sean Isaac out for a mound visit now with the right-hander before he'll face Ardoin. Let's use that as an opportunity to catch you up here on the rest of the scores around the Eastern League, with Bowie trailing 5-2 here in the sixth. They're also in the bottom of the sixth in Altoona, where the Curve are in a 2-2 deadlock with the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Bottom of the fifth in Akron, where the Rubber Ducks lead the Somerset Patriots 5-3. Bottom of the sixth in Hartford, and Reading, the hottest team in the league right now, winners of five straight. They trail 4-0 for the Yard Goats. Top of the fifth in Erie, the Seawolves hosting the Harrisburg Senators. Erie trails 5-1. Lone late start tonight is in Binghamton, where the Rumble Ponies will host the New Hampshire Fisher Cats at 5.05 p.m. Eastern. Mound visits concluded. Coffey looks to stay into the game here and face Silas Ardoin a third time. Ardoin 2-for-9 to start his double-A account. He's singled once in two at-bats here, also struck out swinging. Righty-on-righty matchup. Williams breaks to second. The first pitch is outside. Bluff throw from Hickey. Looked like he was never going to go all the way through, but still a stolen base for Dante Williams, who gets into second easily. Stolen base number 17 for Williams now in 25 attempts. So two in scoring position here for Ardoin. It's a 1-0 count. Next pitch. And he watches a breaking ball drop into the upper half of the zone. 1-1 now. Ardoin 0-for-1 so far with runners in scoring position through his brief stint in Bowie. It's another breaking ball from Coffey as a slider catches the upper portion of the zone. Called a strike, and now it's 1-2. Bowie's chipped away one in this frame. Base hit here could make it a one-run game if Ardoin's able to come through. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Coffey's pitch. And Ardoin hits it hard towards right field. Rozier backpedaling. He has a beat on it. Lifts up a high as glove and makes the catch. Retiring Ardoin in the side. Bowie does get one on the solo home run from Jackson Holiday. They trail 5-2 as we enter the seventh. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way when we come back to Prince George's Stadium. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, moving on to the seventh inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox still find themselves down by three. Gene Pinto is back to work. He's faced the minimum of two scoreless innings. Tyler McDonough leads it off, and the first pitch to him misses outside. 1-0 to start. Switch hitter still bats lefty. Just about every switch hitter that the Bay Sox face. Doesn't even have to worry about ever batting righty. As the next pitch is floated out to left field, fairly deep. Dante Williams running back, warning track, wall. It's over the wall. That one just hung up, kept carrying. McDonough picks up his fifth home run of the season. Really didn't seem like that one had enough lift on it, but heavy winds helping him out, and McDonough makes it a 6-2 ball game as Portland immediately gets Bowie's run back. Four-run advantage as that one left the bat at 96 miles an hour, traveled 366 feet. Pinto has now allowed his third home run here at AA. Home runs aplenty this afternoon. Four total, two on each side. Now it goes back to the top of the lineup for Corey Rozier, who had one back in the fourth inning. First pitch misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. Two-out troubles have been plaguing the Bay Sox today. Not the same on McDonough, but RBI single by Tyler Dearden with two outs in the second as the next pitch here is just rolled over foul. Actually, Dearden's game with one out, but a go-ahead two-run double by Blaze Jordan with two outs in the third, and then a two-run home run by Rozier with two outs in the fourth. Those have been the key base hits. 0-2 pitch is slowly rolled up the third baseline, a base hit. Rozier was not trying to dribble it that way. A swinging bunt single as he stuck his bat into the other batter's box. And back-to-back base knocks here for Portland to open up the seventh inning. Well, we talked about it briefly. The Sea Dogs are really trying to just swing away, it seems, at a lot of pitches as long as they're relatively within the zone. First pitch to Matthew Lugo here is called for strike. It's nothing and one to start. As they very much like to see this game have a quick resolve before they have to pack up and head 9 hours back to Portland before they can finally rest at home. Runner goes, next pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to second is late as Ardoin fails to catch his third stolen base attempt, but the only three against him in his three starts behind the dish. Rozier is into second as the count goes to nothing and two. It's a four-run lead in the seventh, so a stolen base is not too unforgivable at this point. The 0-2 pitch is punched in the air, shallow center field, and it's over Cook's head. This could score the run. No, they're going to hold him. Dropped for a moment by Beavers in center, but it's still not going to push Rozier anywhere. Three straight singles here to open up the seventh inning for Portland. First hit of the series for Lugo after starting 0-9. Well, I remember plenty of times last season that the Bay Sox had just no luck on Sunday. You could tell that they were out of steam in a lot of ways. And their five wins on Sundays this season is the second fewest and the second lowest winning percentage, just five wins in 15 Sunday games. First pitch into Chase Mydroth is fouled off right side. It's nothing and one to start on the number three batter, who's 0-3, hit into a double play. Bay Sox had been getting it back together. Four of their last five series finales had gone their way. Three of them were on Sunday as the 0-1 pitch is popped foul out of play right side. It's nothing and two. Only one series finale all season does not end on a Sunday, and that was July 4th. Well, July 3rd technically, the July 4th weekend. As July 4th fell on a Tuesday, they ended the series on a Monday. But we did lose on that prior Sunday before winning the series finale. Pickoff throw to first. This one was a bit close, but tag is late. First and third, still no one out as we're already onto the fourth batter here in the top of the seventh. Four-run Portland lead. 0-2. And it misses down, one ball and two strikes. As we look ahead to the rest of this day, I do want to make sure that we give our well-hearted thanks to Mark at the Chesapeake Catering Company. Every time we get to say his name, it's nothing but good feelings. The 1-2, bounce back to the mound, speared by Pinto. He'll go to second for one, a bounce, and Cook cannot throw it anywhere else. Fielder's choice with an RBI as Rozier scores. Mydroth reaches first on the 1-4. 7-4, or 7-2 rather, not sure where I got 4. 7-2, Portland. For pitchers, sometimes it's almost better to throw it a little bit low when going to second like that because the bounce might make it easier, at least in some capacity, to where you don't sail it past the fielder. Here's Nathan Hickey. First pitch is swung on and missed high. I wanted to give our thanks to Mark at the Chesapeake Catering Company. They put together all of the food in the buffet for the Crab Feast. It's a new invention of the Bay Sox, something that's still going to be in the works a little bit next season as the 0-1 pitch is checked on and called for ball on Hickey, 1-1. And after those who had paid got their fill, headed to their seats, and started roaming the ballpark, they opened up the remainder of the buffet to the staff. 1-1 pitch is too high, 2 balls and 1 strike. So Andre and myself, while there wasn't any crab left, of course, that got demolished. There was still plenty of Old Bay chicken, buttered corn, and my favorite, Andre, hush puppies, because carbs are basically 85% of what I am. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed down. It's 2-2. The Old Bay chicken was fantastic. I'm not a fan of buttered corn per se. I like sweet corn. Get a small little handheld corn cob there, and it's all the sweet corn I can devour. Either way, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Nathan Hickey, who's 2 for 2. Has two singles, a walk, and two runs scored. 2-2 pitch, and it's in there for strike three. Got a changeup on the outside half of the plate. It's just the first strikeout for Gene Pinto today, 6th overall for Bay Sox pitching. I will say, though, with the amount of hush puppies I've already ingested, I will probably be moving slower over the remainder of the broadcast, and I've still got 4 left. They're staring at me right now because it would just be in bad taste to eat them on air. First pitch into Blaze Jordan is swung on and missed down. It's 0-1, but I can assure you all 4 of them will be gone in the minute and a half commercial break that we get between the end of this inning and the start of the next. Here's the 0-1, too far down and away. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. 7th inning stretch, more like 7th inning stretch my stomach. Andre just pantomimed a rim shot. Again, I don't blame him. I deserve that. Probably could have used even more sarcasm in that little mimic there, Andre. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Jordan watches it miss down. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 for 3 day for Jordan. Had a single in the second inning. RBI double in the third. Again came with 2 outs after the Bay Sox had tied the game. We should have gotten out of that inning, but Jackson Holliday lost a ball in the sun. Next pitch, punched over to first, and off of the wrist of Teeter in fair territory. It's going to bounce back up the line, and there can't be a play. What a peculiar error for Jacob Teeter. His 3rd in 33 games. He puts hands on knees, frustrated in himself at that fact. Mydroth goes to second, and this weird inning is going to have to continue. That is a shame. Just off of his wrist, and the way it ricocheted just pushed it right back in front of him, and the ball kept rolling, rolling and rolling. No one was there to pick it for him. First pitch here now to Phillip Sykes is grounded foul left side. Count starts out at 0-1. Sykes is 0-3. 2 ground outs, both to second base. He has a strikeout looking as well. First and second with 2 away. Sykes is already the 7th batter to the plate in this inning. Here's the 0-1. And it's lined into center field to base hit. This will give Portland another as it eats up some of the grass. Around third, Mydroth comes home to score. 8-2 game. That's an unearned run. Anything from this point on is unearned, but it's a run nonetheless. 3-run 7th inning for Portland as they continue to add on to what's been their largest lead of the series here on Sunday. Sykes has his 33rd RBI on the season, his first this week. And here comes Forrest Hermann as Gene Pinto has been forced to try and work through this inning when it should have been done for quite some time. Bay Sox are going to get some action in their bullpen as Nick Richmond will get up and start tossing. Really, what hurts the most is that all of this time is time not being spent eating hush puppies, Andre. Andre is rubbing it in my face right now because his take-home tray still has a few left. And since he doesn't have to be on headset here for the back 3 innings, he's just slowly enjoying each individual hush puppy that he gets the chance at. Brief mound visit is over. Urban slowly gets back to the dugout as Tyler Dearden will bat eighth. Sea Dog to step up to the plate in this inning as Bowie trails by six. Dearden 1-for-3, had an RBI single in the second inning to open the scoring. Since then, he's grounded out to second base twice. First pitch, and it misses up and away. A fastball starts the count out at 1-0. That was the 50th pitch for Gene Pinto. Again, as Bowie was hoping that maybe they could get five innings out of him, he might not be able to get three. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Too far up and away, two balls and no strikes. Well, Gene Pinto and Ryan Long have become really the last true tandem for the Bay Sox around injuries, promotions, things of that nature. And right now it feels like we might have an understanding early as the duo is called for striking the outside edge, 2-1, of what order might be best for these two. Pinto as a starter, Long as a reliever, has found more success than the inverse. Pinto holds the waist, 2-1 pitch, and it's blasted in the air out toward right field, and Long gone. Three-run home run for Tyler Dearden. That's his second homer of the week, fifth of the season. He's got a four RBI day, and it is an 11-2 ball game. This inning has gotten completely out of control of the Bay Sox. Second home run allowed by Pinto in this frame. It left the bat at 105 miles an hour, traveled 385 feet. And let's see if Bowie keeps Pinto in after that. Nick Richmond might not have had enough time to warm up. Around the mound visit, he may have, but Kyle Moore is at the base of the dugout. He is not coming out. Tyler Esplin to bat. First pitch is called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Esplin is 0 for 2. He walked and scored in the fourth inning. Pinto works quickly for the 0-1. Too far outside. The count goes to one ball and one strike. Second time this season that Pinto has allowed two home runs in one outing. As the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off of the batter, it's 1-2. Last time it happened, he was back with High A Aberdeen. What an 11-2 game. Bay Sox pitching has been running into a couple of high-scoring affairs the last few days. Gave up back-to-back 10 spots to Somerset last week in the fourth and fifth games of that series. 1-2 is fouled off of home plate. As the count stays, Pinto is already approaching 60 pitches, still at just 2 2/3 of an inning. At least at this rate, with the Bay Sox down by 9, they might not need to worry too much about a bottom of the ninth. Get out a little bit earlier, but they're still going to need 7 more outs. 1-2 pitch, make it 6 more outs as it swung on and missed down for strike 3. 6-run inning for Portland features 2 home runs and all 9 batters step into the plate at least once. Pinto finally escapes as we go to the bottom of the 7th. It is 11-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Ram's Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Sox might have lost control of this Sunday game, but fortunately, they've still won the series, and they can still put on a little bit of a show over these last six, make that nine outs. As Anthony Servideo fouls off the first pitch over to the left side, it's nothing and one to start. New pitcher on the mound for Portland. As Anthony Servideo, Jacob Teeter, and Cedric Mullins will bat for Bowie. Wyatt Olds takes over. Next pitch in is called for strike at the knees. It's nothing and two. Isaac Coffey, a quality start and a winning effort. He's trying to pick up his fifth. Six innings, four hits, two runs, seven strikeouts, three walks, two homers, both solo blasts. The 0-2 just misses a bit inside a fastball near 95. One ball and two strikes on Servideo, who's 0-for-2 with a fly out to right field. And a line out to left. One-two offering. Really punches it foul left side. Count stays. Bay Sox will not stop from a methodical approach to the plate, though, over these last nine outs. To make sure that they can at least show something over these final three innings. 1-2 pitch, and it misses down. It's two balls and two strikes. But we're at the dog days. First 2 weeks of August here. You're going to be stretched out a little bit more so than most players usually get. Especially some of them playing at this level for the first time in their career. Makes sense as the 2-2. Misses too far up and in. 3-2, full count. Servideo strikes out nearly half the time when he runs it full. Payoff pitch, and it's outside ball four. So a leadoff walk drawn by Servideo as Olds gives up the free pass to his first batter. Four walks total for Portland pitching. Now Jacob Teeter will bat. Oh, with Bowie down by nine. Sometimes, Andre, it's nice to have at least something in your back pocket to do. To kind of pass the time. And Baseball Reference, a site that I use very often, does a lot of great work. They recently purchased that daily puzzle game for baseball. I know you're a fan of it, more so than I am. As the first pitch to Jacob Teeter is up near his shoulder, 1-0 to start. They call it Immaculate Grid. They give you a grid of nine squares. You have to guess correct players that reach the fulfillment status for each square. So one square has a player that played for the Chicago White Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays, and then the Tampa Bay Rays and Detroit Tigers, then the Tampa Bay Rays and Pittsburgh Pirates. But then the White Sox column has Sox and Rays, then Sox and Milwaukee Brewers, and then Sox and All-Star status. So you have to name a White Sox player that was an All-Star at some point in their career. You only get nine guesses to guess all of them, because you have to be perfect. That's why it's called Immaculate Grid. An immaculate inning is a perfect inning. Nine pitches, nine strikes, three strikeouts. 1-0 pitch. Misses down to Teeter. It's two balls and no strikes. Teeter 0-for-2. Struck out swinging on a full count in the second. Lined out to left field in the fifth.
All right. I've got White Sox Rays already.
I mean, my problem with this is that I don't follow players around the league. I follow players with the team I'm with or the team I follow. As the next pitch is fouled back to the screen, it's 2-1. So a lot of times, unless they're a major superstar, not even major superstar, but just like a star player, usually I'm not noticing as much. So who do you have for Sox and Rays if you're on top of it then?
Alex Colomé.
All right. The 2-1 is fouled off left side. It is 2-2. Well, and if the Nats were in this, he probably would go for there because his headshot is him in a Washington Nationals hat.
There you go.
But you are correct. The Tigers and Rays, that one I'm unsure about either.
So there's a rarity score access.
Yeah, so only 4% of people selected Alex Colomé. 2-2 pitch, and Teeter lines it foul again in the general admission left side. Second row keeps the count even at 2.
Are we going for rarity score? I have an obvious one for Rays Pirates, if you want. There's a couple of them. Because they made the big trade. There's Chris Archer. Yeah. There's, if you want a bigger rarity, well, Tyler Glasnow might not be a bigger rarity score. I don't know.
Well, let's just try Archer. It's only 29%.
All right.
2-2 pitch. And it's inside, gets back to the screen, nearly clipped Teeter as Servideo goes to second. Back-to-back full counts here from Wyatt Olds. There's the wild pitch.
Hits Teeter to a 3-2. Struck out swinging on a full count in the third. But then you get to a team like the Brewers. You remember how earlier this season in a similar blowout we were playing a quiz game where it said you have to guess what the most obscure Major League Baseball team is, in a way, the team that gets guessed the fewest amount of times? 3-2 pitch to Teeter is popped foul out of play left side. Count stays. And we were on that small quiz for over a full inning, I feel, as the Bay Sox trail 11-2 here.
Glass now has a better rarity score. So I made a mistake. Oh, well.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Well, it's the rarity score for your social media cred, not for mine. I've never posted.
So I actually don't play this either. I just, people in the office ask me for help, and then I come over and help them.
That's fair. Yeah, I've never played it fully. But that quiz we had played before said the Milwaukee Brewers were the most obscure Major League Baseball team. Feels like an onomatopoeia, an obscure Major League Baseball team. 3-2, again fouled back as Teeter stays alive. He's going to see a ninth pitch in this plate appearance. But so they said the Brewers were the most obscure team, and I mean, I'm right there with you because I couldn't tell you a single Milwaukee Brewer that played for them, as well as the White Sox, the Tigers, or the Pirates. Andre's just staring at this grid right now, too, and I'm right there with him. 3-2 pitch, and Teeter pops it up. Left side, hugging the line, Dearden running down, and he makes the catch. Left fielder brings it in as Teeter nearly got to 10 pitches, but still flies out and is 0-for-3 on the day. Back to the top of the lineup for Cedric Mullins as the Bay Sox trail by 9. 6 runs, 7th, only 4. All right, check that, only 2 of the runs were earned in the 7th against Gene Pinto, but they all came across. That's what hurts. Mullins 0-for-3. 2 pop-outs to short. First pitch here. And he swings and misses on a low breaking ball. It's nothing and one to start. He's also popped out to the third baseman in foul territory. Here's the next. Too far down. 1-1 now. Borland grabbed the early lead in the second inning. A RBI single by Tyler Dearden. Bowie tied the game in the bottom of the frame. A leadoff home run by John Rhodes. But then with 2 outs in the third, Portland retook the lead. A 2-RBI double by Blaze Jordan. They have not surrendered the lead since. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed outside. It's 1-2. If you can't tell, Andre and I are so not good at that game, at least not good at the concept, that we've already given up. We've both closed the respective tabs on our web browser.
I mean, I still have it open.
You still have it open, but you clicked away, you were working on other things, and I don't necessarily blame you.
You had a season as a broadcaster for the Erie Seawolves, and I'm wondering if you could figure out either one of these Tiger ones.
Tiger Rays, Tiger Brewers, nope.
No?
Nope. Mm.
Interesting.
1-2 on Mullins. Pitch in. And he watches fastball miss up and away. It's 2-2. Might as well talk about Wyatt Olds at some point. New pitcher on the mound for Portland in this inning. 6-foot, 180-pound, a 27-year-old right-hander. Oh, wait, no, I'm looking ahead at Ryan Miller. 6-foot, 183-pound, 23-year-old right-hander. He's from Oklahoma City. 17th round selection in 2021 by the Sox. 2-2 pitch, and Mullins grounds it to second. 2 hops where it's picked at the knees by Mydroth, and a loop toss to first base is in time. Servideo goes to third base as Mullins grounds out 4-3, 2 away here in the 7th inning.
Have an update.
Oh.
There was one I was on the fence about, so I put it in and I got it. Austin Meadows for Rays and Tigers.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
His brother Parker played for the Erie Seawolves, but he didn't get there until after I was with Erie. I hope Austin's doing well. I know he's been on the injured list for quite some time dealing with anxiety. Here's Jackson Holliday, first pitch. And he watches fastball go back to the screen, but a fortunate bounce for Nathan Hickey means Anthony Servideo will not try to score from third base. Big secondary jump from Servideo, but ball just bounced right back to Hickey. Would have been too close of a play to try and risk. Don't want to run into an out to end the inning when Bowie's already down by 9. Mild shade on for Holiday. Has the 1-0. Is too far out of the knees. 2 balls and no strikes. Holiday hit a solo home run in the 6th inning. Back-to-back games he's gone deep. That brought Bowie within 3, but it's gotten well out of hand since then. They trail by 9. 2-0 pitch. And Holiday clobbers it high out to right field. Rogier running back tries to find it in the sun. Crouching down at the warning track. He makes the catch. You could tell he was a little antsy at trying to bring that one down, but he did, and the inning is over.
Where's the max height, Matt?
I don't know. I'll never know. I'll say 200 feet. Who cares? The Bay Sox come up empty in the 7th, and we're on to the 8th as they trail by 9. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's the return of Grateful Dead Night on Friday the 18th. A special t-shirt package is available. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday the 19th with our Baitoberfest. Get some beer specials while you enjoy the game. And get here early on Sunday for a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your 9-inning vacation.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
On to the 8th inning here at Prince George's Stadium. A hot day, warming up still just a bit. Humidity holding strong, but plenty of blue skies above as the Bay Sox are trying to move quickly through these final 6 outs, down by 9. Nick Richmond takes over on the mound, and the first pitch to Tyler McDonough misses outside. 1-0 to start. McDonough just floated a ball over the left field wall to lead off the 7th inning. Had enough pop on it with a little bit of extra carry from the wind to pick up his 5th of the season. As the next pitch is called for strike in the outside half of the plate, it's 1-1. Kicked off what would eventually become a 6-run inning for Portland. Eventually a 3-run home run from Tyler Dearden took on the back end of that big load. Here's the 1-1 from Richmond. And a fastball bounces. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Gene Pinto is done for the day. Only 3 innings for the right-hander in relief. Bay Sox were hoping to get 5 out of him to see if they could get a successful tandem. Pinto allowed 6 hits and 6 runs. 2 of them were earned. As the 2-1 here is grounded to first. Teeter slides to his right. More of a shuffle and makes the catch. Jogs to the bag and retires McDonough unassisted. The right fielder, number 50, Corey Rozier. Top of the lineup now for Rozier. Pinto didn't walk anyone, but did allow the 2 home runs in that 7th inning. Rozier has had a strong day at the plate. Maryland native closing out his time here. On a 3-for-4 day, he scored all 3 times. First pitch is called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Rozier struck out looking in the first, singled and scored in the third. 2-run home run in the fourth, singled and scored in the last half inning. As Richmond holds, brings in the 0-1 pitch, and it's a breaking ball that misses down. Count goes even at a ball and a strike here on Rozier. Nick Richmond, a 6'4", 195-pound right-hander. Minor league free agent signed by the Orioles last year. Fires the 1-1, and it's a slow tapper over to the right side. Charging Cook, low scoop, cross the body, throw, gets it there in time. That was a speedy play by Billy Cook with very little margin for error. And he still brought a little bit of that electric flavor to it. 4-3 put out, two down. Richmond on the season for Bowie, six appearances. He has a 0-0 record and an 11.05 ERA. 7 1/3 innings. He struck out 9, walked 5, allowed 2 home runs. 1-2 both lefties and righties. First pitch to Matthew Lugo is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one. It's been all about the base hits against Richmond with only those 5 walks and 7 1/3 innings. The 0-1 pitch is floated out to right field. A base hit. Cut off in front of the gap by John Rhodes. Outfield was playing deep against Lugo, who has his second hit of the day with a 2-out single here in the 8th, as Bowie trails by 9. The second baseman, number 28, Chase Mydroth. Mydroth 0-for-4. Reached on an RBI fielder's choice in the 7th and scored on a Dearden's home run. First pitch here. And it misses outside. Count starts out at 1-0. Richmond is coming off of 2 appearances in the Somerset series that both could have gone better. He allowed 6 total runs in 2 2/3 innings. Allowed 5 hits, 2 home runs, 1 walk, and did not strike out a single batter. 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Here he starts with 2 quick outs and trying to strand a runner at first base. 1-1 pitch. And it's fouled back to the screen right side. Count goes to 1-2 here. Regardless of the outcome today, though, a strong homestand for the Bay Sox. They've won a minimum of 4 out of the 6. And will be at a maximum 2 games out of first place when they visit the first place Richmond Flying Squirrels. Next pitch is fouled off of the foot of Mydroth, rolls over to the left side. Right now, Richmond is leading Altoona 6-2, so the Squirrels could gain a game back over Bowie. Harrisburg leads Erie right now. Erie's performances in the second half don't really matter to anyone, since they're already headed to the postseason. Harrisburg would move into a game under 500. They would actually move into a near tie with Bowie, I should say. They'll still be just 3 out of first, while the Bay Sox would fall to 2 out of first. Mydroth watches outside. It's 2-2. Main score that the Bay Sox are being mindful of is Akron these days, and the Ducks have been putting on a good series against Somerset up at Canal Park. 2-2. Bouncer foul, third base side. Count stays. It's a 9-4 Akron lead. They trailed 3-0 before putting on 9 consecutive runs. They're just done stretching over in that one. But if Akron can win, then the Bay Sox would fall into sole possession of 4th. All depends on if Altoona can come back or not. 2-2, swinging a slow roller over towards second. Tough play off the wrist from Cook, but he picks it back up midair and throws to first base in time. Billy Cook has been showing some great range today. Strands a runner at first, and we're on to the bottom of the 8th. Bowie down by 9. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430 WNAV.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Well, fans, don't forget about the last Meet the Team Day of the season, Sunday, August 20th. So 2 weeks from today, an autograph and photo session with players from the full roster, except for the starting pitcher and catcher. Everyone will be up there for it. Sunday, August 20th from 12 to 12:30. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. Bottom of the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium. First pitch to Dylan Beavers. Misses up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Wyatt Olds is back to work on the mound. He walked the first batter he saw out of the pen, but stranded him at third base thanks to a flyout ground out and another flyout. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Beavers. Too far inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. 0-for-3 day Beavers. He struck out swinging all three times. First inning, third inning, sixth inning. So the Sox trail by 9 here in the eighth. Here's the 2-0. He sprays it foul left side. Two balls and one strike. Not again, just 6 outs between Bowie and a 4-2 series finale. I think 4 of 6 from one of the top teams still in the Northeast Division here in the second half. As the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed outside, it's 2-2. That's at least a strong enough feeling going into a relaxing off day. You get the day game here at home instead of like the night game on Sunday at Somerset that the Bay Sox were forced to endure last week. And a long trip back to Prince George's Stadium. Next offering fouled off again left side. Count stays even at 2. You get to enjoy your evening at home here. You get to enjoy all of Monday at home. And you get a short little jaunt down to Richmond for a 6-game series in a park that you were familiar enough with since you just played there a month ago, less than a month ago. 2-2 pitch. Too far outside. Run it full here on Dylan Beavers. Beavers has walked both times. He's run it full so far. Deep breath from Olds. Payoff pitch. And Beavers pops it up. Left side. Running out toward foul ground. Jordan called off by the shortstop. McDonough gets there and makes the catch just before crossing into foul territory. So Beavers probably going to go 0-for for the first time here at AA. Took Dilla's fifth game to get there. That's impressive enough on its face. Now Billy Cook will bat. Picked up a single to left field in the sixth inning. Stole second and got left at third. Outside of that, he has 2 flyouts to right field. As the wind carries out to left right now. First pitch into the righty. And he watches it. A slider called for strike in the lower outside corner. Nothing in one. That's a good opening pitch for Cook. With how strong he can be when putting the first pitch into play. It's a great location. 0-1 pitch. Same spot. Called for strike 2. Richmond's been having a bit of a back and forth series with Altoona as well. I think they've only won one game that week, if I'm not mistaken. Curve won the series last night. Here's the 0-2, and it's too far inside. 1-2 now. Jacob Webb has started throwing in the bullpen for Portland, as Wyatt Olds has had a couple of deep counts here in this relief outing. 1-2 pitch, and Cook swings and misses, low and away for strike 3. It's fine for Bowie to have a game like this after keeping their wins close and then having 2 big wins. I feel like it's more comforting for Bowie to put on 2 multi-run wins over the course of this series, sprinkled in with the 2 one-run wins. So many of them come from behind wins as well. They've been able to stay strong. First pitch to John Rhodes is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and one. All of this to say is that they shouldn't
be too down on themselves. I don't see that they would be, but they shouldn't be too down on themselves after this game concludes when they've got high hopes going into that Richmond series and a series that they could very well take a jump into the top spot of the Eastern League standings. Next pitch to Rhodes, misses down. It's 1-1. Because Akron plays Harrisburg next week on the road. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it's too far down and away. Count goes to 2-1. Harrisburg in line to win today, and if they did, they'd still be one game behind Bowie. And if Bowie and Akron could stay lockstep for a bit, or maybe Akron and Harrisburg trade blows, Bowie could jump all of them. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off right side. Count stays. Not jump Harrisburg. Stay ahead of Harrisburg, but Bowie could jump Richmond, and then could jump Akron, too. Find themselves either in first or second. If they're in second behind Erie, then that's not that big a deal. 2-2 pitch, and it's lifted in the air, right field, headed toward the line. This one, the second baseman going after? No, Rozier, and no one makes the catch. It's foul. You've got three bodies converging on the bullpen mound. That's just difficult for all parties involved. Runs the count even at 2 here on Rhodes. Why is it so quiet? I feel like I could do a very casual book reading for the fans tuning in today. The 2-2 pitch, Rhodes swings and misses for strike 3. We'll be back with more All Things Considered after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
We're on to the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Game's been fine in terms of pacing. Score not so much, but we down 11-2. Who's leading off for the Sea Dogs? Public address announcer just said leading off for the Sea Dogs and never named Nathan Hickey.
Is it Nathan Hickey? He's batting right-handed.
That's true. That is not Nathan Hickey. That's got to be Matt Donlin or Nick York. First pitch to him is grounded over to second. That is Matt Donlin. He's put out by Billy Cook.
That's probably why they didn't announce the name. It caught him by surprise, maybe.
Leading off for the Sea Dogs. No one. So Donlin is put out. We'll see if it's a straight switch to put him in behind the dish. I assume it would be once we get to the bottom of the ninth inning, but Blaze Jordan will now step up with one gone. First pitch in, and Jordan watches called strike low. It's nothing in one to start. I just find the way it happened so humorous. That's the first plate appearance and probably the only plate appearance for Donlin all series. Next pitch misses up and away, and it's 1-1 on Jordan, who's had a strong day at the plate 13 total hits for Portland. Jordan has two of them. He scored one of their 11 runs, drove in two of them. He's also hit into a double play, reached on an error in the seventh inning that should have ended the frame. 1-1 pitch. Check swing and a slider outside. He didn't go. Now it goes to two balls and one strike here. Nick Richmond back to work. Pieced together a scoreless eighth inning around a two-out single. Still looking for his first strikeout, though. As the 2-1 pitch. It's too far down and away. Three balls and one strike. Richmond has not struck out a batter since July 18th. This is his third appearance since his last strikeout.
I've returned to the Immaculate Grid, and I'm going all in on this rarity score. I put Josh Bell for Pirates All-Star and got a 2%er.
That's fair. Next pitch fouled off. A little bit over to the right side, and the count runs full. I mean, it is a rule that you've got to have at least one All-Star per team. So you go back to the mid to 2010s when the Pirates were just awful. There's somebody on there as the 3-2 is fouled back to the screen again. Count stays here on Jordan.
I just got to find obscure All-Stars for the White Sox and the Tigers. And then the Brewers call him. I'm just going to have to guess.
Was Spencer Turnbull?
I don't know if he was.
For the Tigers? I can't recall. 3-2. Called strike three. Grabbed a fastball on the outside half of the plate. Grabs a groan from Blaze Jordan, who thought he had gotten ball four. First strikeout for Nick Richmond in quite some time, and there's two gone here in the eighth. Let's see. Turnbull has never been an All-Star, no. First pitch here to Phillip Sykes misses down.
Might have one. Let's see. This could ruin it if I'm wrong. I got it. 3%er, Victor Martinez.
Well, you're going much further back than I pay attention to. Next pitch, grounded foul left side. I was going to say, Yermer Candelario.
That would have been a good one, too.
One ball and one strike. He was big with the team in 21. And last year, too. With the Nats now. Actually just got traded as the 1-1 pitch misses outside. It's two balls and one strike. Where did he go? Miami? Oh, the Cubs. Forgot about that. I mean, Washington traded away so many people. That's kind of caught you. 2-1 pitch. Slider too far outside. Three balls and one strike. Bases empty. Two away here in the top of the ninth. Bowie down by 9. As they're trying to wrap up this series that they've already won. Oh, Andre is popping off right now. He just got a rarity score under 1% on, who is that,
Adam Dunn?
That's actually pretty smart. Next pitch, popped up, right side. Teeter trying to find it in the sun. Looks like he has it. He'll jog back down and make the catch. Inning is over. Three up, three down for Nick Richmond. Bottom of the ninth coming up as Bowie needs 9 to tie, 10 to win. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We'll be right back.
always, it's a pleasure to have you stop on by and catch up on some Bay Sox baseball. Wish we had a better game to tell you about this afternoon, but still glad you're with us. As Bowie trails 11-2, entering the bottom of the ninth inning, Andre has become enthralled with the good folks over at Baseball Reference and their puzzle game, The Immaculate Grid, trying to guess specific players, their accolades, and their journeys around the sport. As he's been trying to guess whether or not Francisco Liriano pitched for the Milwaukee Brewers. That's really the only thing he's on right now. First pitch to Dante Williams, misses inside, not sure by how much. It's 1-0 to start. As Jacob Webb pitches for Portland here, comes out of the pen, places wide old, who fired two scoreless innings. I've looked up Liriano's page. I know the answer. As the next pitch is swung on and missed up and away, 1-1 here on Williams. After Williams, it'll be Silas Ardoin and Anthony Servideo to bat. I was going to say, no, he did not. Liriano did pitch for Pittsburgh. He did not pitch for Milwaukee, as the next pitch is swung on and missed up and away, 1-2. The problem for Andre in this instance is that Liriano pitched for both Detroit and Chicago. The Chicago White Sox and Detroit Tigers are two other options in this grid, but they're not on the intersecting path, so Liriano would not have been an answer anywhere. So Andre is not going to be immaculate. Oh, it's a shame. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Williams watches it miss up and away. It's two balls and two strikes now.
But you know what, Matt? The mark of a good broadcaster is we can keep the fans enthralled even in an 11-2 game.
Oh, yeah. I had to find something. Should I talk more about the hush puppies I had? Here's the 2-2 pitch. And it misses low. Run the count full here on Dante Williams. Olds fired two scoreless innings, walked the first batter he saw, and then was perfect. And it is Day with back-to-back strikeouts as well for his only two. 3-2, and Williams pops it up sky high to the left side. Foul ground. It'll get out of play. Keep the count full. Jacob Webb, a 6'5", 246-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Dayton, Ohio. 14th-round selection in 2021 by the Sox. On the season, he's got 32 appearances, a 7-2 record, a 4.69 ERA in 48 innings. 53 strikeouts, 32 walks, make it 54 strikeouts, as that fastball notches the outside half of the plate for a called strike three. Williams is down looking, the Bay Sox down to their final two outs this afternoon, as Silas Ardoin will try and kickstart a potential rally. Ardoin 1-for-3. Single to right field in the second inning. First pitch, and he watches high fastball miss. 1-0 to start. Webb has allowed 4 home runs this season. As the next pitch is swung on and missed outside. It's 1-1. Webb pitched on Thursday. His last time out, that was the 13-7 win for Bowie. He had some trouble with walks in the eighth inning. Gave up an RBI single to Greg Cullen in that frame. Next offering popped up to the right side of the infield. Running out on it, the second baseman Mydroth makes the call and the catch. Two down. Anthony Servideo, the last chance for Bowie this afternoon. And after that, they can start looking ahead to the Richmond series. Should be a strong one. Carson Seymour set to start. For Richmond in game one, Alex Pham will go for Bowie. 6:35 first pitch in that contest, the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. First pitch to Servideo, misses outside. And it's 1-0 to start. Anthony's 0-for-2. Walked in the seventh inning, got to third base, and was left stranded. Bowie doesn't have a base hit since the sixth. 1-0. Called for strike in the outside half of the plate. It's 1-1. Webb tries to close up shop here. Next pitch, line deep out to left field, turns Dearden around for a spell. He has to run back to the warning track and can still bring it down. Well, that's the ball game this afternoon as the Bay Sox cannot contain an offensive explosion from Portland. 6-run seventh inning carried a lot of the load. And while Bowie does drop this series finale, they still win the series 4-2. Your final today, Portland 11, Bowie 2. Andre, we'll get you going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, a successful homestand ends on a sour note for the Bowie Bay Sox as they win the series but do fall in Sunday's series finale, 11-2, here to the Portland Sea Dogs this afternoon. Welcome into Bay Sox postgame. Andre McGarry here with you to break down how this one went down, and we'll preview Bowie's matchup next week as well against the Richmond Flying Squirrels, all ahead for you here this afternoon. As mentioned, it was a game that never really felt like Bowie quite had. Maybe a back-and-forth affair early on, but Portland certainly pulled away in the middle innings and then capped it off with an emphatic top of the seventh inning where the Sea Dogs were able to run away and hide after a six-run frame and cruise from there 11-2. So we'll break down where this one got started at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. Ryan Long, the right-hander, got the ball for the Bay Sox. Isaac Coffey saw his second start of the week against Bowie for Portland. The right-handers going against one another. A scoreless first for the most part, just one base runner that came for Bowie in the bottom half of the first. Then in the top of the second, Portland would break through as Nathan Hickey singled the lead off the frame. Came around to score on an RBI single for Tyler Dearden, who had himself a whale of a series, whale of a day. Not the last time you've heard Dearden's name. But he's able to single home the first run. Then John Rhodes came to the plate, leading off the bottom half of the second. And Rhodes, like Bowie has done a lot this week, made an instant impact as Bowie came back quickly.
That is the 1-0 pitch. Is crushed deep out to left center field. Dearden's back to the warning track. This one's toward the video board, and it is gone! John Rhodes says goodbye! Lead-off game-tying home run here in the second, his 10th of the season. It's a 1-1 ball game.
And much like we've seen from the Bay Sox, going down early and then bouncing back quickly, but that same bounce in their step just wasn't quite there as the game went on. Portland was able to quickly retake the lead in the top of the third. Two singles with two outs coming around to score off another hot bat that gave Bowie some problems this week. Blaze Jordan.
Maybe a little bit of packing. 2-2. Line drive to left. This one's going to get down and go to the corner. Portland will retake the lead as Rozier rounds and scores. Williams drops the ball in left field. They're going to try and send in Hickey. Here comes the throw, and it's too short. Two-run double for Blaze Jordan. Sea Dogs take a 3-1 lead.
Game would continue to get away from the Bay Sox as Long, in his fourth inning of work, would walk a batter with one out. Came back to bite him when he faced the top of the lineup with two outs. Corey Rozier at the top. Got a big swing for Portland. Another long pause from Long. Pitch clock down to three. Now he kicks and fires home, and the pitch is blasted out into right center field. Beavers racing back towards the track, towards the wall, and it's gone. A two-run home run for Corey Rozier in his homecoming back to his home state of Maryland. Rozier's seventh home run of the season. RBI's number 32 and 33, a 402-foot blast to the right center alleyway. Portland's up 5-1 here in the fourth. So after Rozier collected that home run. Game started to get away from Bowie at a 5-1 clip. They would try to bounce back on one more occasion as Isaac Coffey pitched six innings deep into this one, and the Bay Sox, through seeing him a third time, were able to start to put some hotter swings on the bat. It started with the leadoff man in the bottom of the sixth, Jackson Holliday. It's been a good week off the injured list for Jackson Holliday. Good weekend, I should say, as he was activated Friday. 2-1 pitch, and Holliday hammers it deep to right field. Backing up Rozier, this one's way gone. Back-to-back games with a home run for Jackson Holliday. A solo blast to right center field. 389 feet, 99 miles per hour off the bat. His third double-A home run makes it a 5-2 game here in the sixth. Home runs in back-to-back games for Holliday for the first time in his professional career. Now hits in six straight for Jackson and three straight games off the injured list. But unfortunately, that's all the closer Bowie would get, as Coffey, despite allowing a hard hit ball to Billy Cook as well, was able to navigate the rest of the way in that sixth inning, leave two runners stranded, as Coffey would help get Portland back to the dugout in the top of the seventh with a three-run lead still intact. From there, it was all Sea Dogs, as we mentioned already. A six-run seventh against right-handed arm Gene Pinto. That was punctuated by who else? Tyler Dearden.
Pinto holds the waist. 2-1 pitch. And it's blasted in the air out toward right field and long gone. Three-run home run for Tyler Dearden. That's his second homer of the week, fifth of the season. He's got a four RBI day, and it is an 11-2 ball game.
As that one had gotten away from the Bay Sox quickly, and from there, Bowie bats are mostly silent, and the pitching staff was able to hold down off two frames from Nick Richmond. This all Bowie out the rest of the way, but just unable to mount a comeback as the Bay Sox do fall in hefty fashion here this afternoon. Final lines in this one, Portland, 11 runs on 13 hits, no errors. Bowie, 2 runs on 4 hits, they made 1 error. Win goes to Isaac Coffey, 5-1 on the season in Double-A. The loss to Ryan Long drops him to 2-2. In a game that took 2 hours, 38 minutes to complete, in front of an announced attendance of 3,788 here on a Sunday afternoon from the ballpark. We'll step aside on Bay Sox postgame when we come back. A look around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and we'll preview Bowie's trip to Richmond next week. A big one in the terms of the Southwest playoff picture. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back here in Bowie as Bay Sox fall 11-2 today. Still take the series, but drop the finale to the Portland Sea Dogs. It's been a long week. Let's get your look around the rest of the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and then we'll get you on your way. We'll start with the Eastern League, where one other game is final, as Hartford was able to hold off a late surge from the Reading Fightins. Three in the top of the seventh for Reading. They still fall 4-3, but still took 5 of 6 from the Yard Goats on the week and don't lose any ground on the Sea Dogs, so they're still within half a game of Portland in terms of that playoff chase. It's delayed right now in Akron in the bottom of the seventh. The Rubber Ducks lead 9-4 over the Patriots as they close out that series strong. A wild one in Erie as Harrisburg led big early 5-1. The Seawolves have scored one in the bottom of the seventh, two in the bottom of the eighth, and now in the top of the ninth within a run. It's 5-4 Sens in that one. Top of the ninth in Altoona. Richmond leads 8-4. They're threatening for more, about to load the bases with two outs, as Altoona will have to rally if they want to be victors at home and cap off that 5-6 week potentially for them. Not a lot of action in the Orioles system, but we do have an update from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in the seventh. The O's lead 2-0 over the New York Mets. RBI from former Bay Sox superstar Adley Rutschman and Ryan O'Hearn bounce into a fielder's choice for the second run for Baltimore. And what's been a stellar pitching performance as Kyle Bradish and CNL Perez, two former Bay Sox from this year, on the mound helping get the job done for the O's in that one. Around the system, Aberdeen, the only other affiliate with an early start time, as the Ironbirds are falling 5-1 at home to Hickory right now as it stands in the seventh inning stretch. In the AAA ranks, Norfolk does not get underway until 4:05 p.m. when they host Charlotte, and Delmarva hosts Lynchburg at 5:05 p.m. in the single-A ranks. Here in the double-A ranks, Bowie does fall 11-2 as they drop the series to the Portland Sea Dogs. But the Bay Sox have to have a short memory, as on Tuesday they'll kick off a big six-game set in Richmond against, right now, the first-place Flying Squirrels in the second half logjam of a Southwest division. Still no anticipated starters for the 6:35 p.m. start on Tuesday at the Diamond. Matt Sabatos will bring you the action next week, but for now, we sign off from Prince George's Stadium as once again our final. Bowie falls 11-2 this afternoon. We thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.